InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
It's Tuesday, June 27th, 2023, and I am still in Florida, broadcasting from the amazing studios of the River Church here with the great Rodney R. Brown, because I'm not coming home to Austin tomorrow or this week. I have decided to go to Omaha, Nebraska, but I'll be broadcasting tomorrow here live. I got on an airplane, and I'll be broadcasting right through Sunday. Won't miss a show. It's all the breaking news. My wife's father is going through heart failure, and he could die. And I don't want to be dramatic, but obviously I'm going to be with my wife for that and our youngest child. And so please pray for John Wolfe. We know the power of God. He's a great guy, a Christian man, and has had a pacemaker for 5 years, but hadn't been in for a checkup in a year. And he finally went in for one, and he had congestive heart failure. He was really, really sick and having trouble walking. And the pacemaker, once they finally read it, said he'd been having a lot of serious heart problems last year. And so he's been in and out, and he'd been some times where he wasn't fully conscious and didn't want to see visitors and things. So it's just a serious situation. A lot of other stuff going on health-wise. One of his lungs is completely full of fluid from the heart failure. And so we could lose him, so please pray for him. But I will be back in studio starting next Monday. That said, though, I'm going to be doing a very powerful broadcast there. As well from Omaha, Nebraska. Well, my wife's in the hospital with him, and I'll be visiting him at night. Wow, we have an incredible broadcast lined up for you today. To say that everything we talked about has unfortunately now happened is an understatement. We are witnessing a corporate world government takeover, an annihilation of our sovereignty, a pedophilic satanic agenda out in the open. But we're also seeing mainline talk show host and top host on Fox, not just Tucker Carlson, come right out against the New World Order and say our government's been hijacked by globalist forces. They're running giant child kidnapping rings. They've dissolved the borders. COVID-19 was a fraud. They knew the shots were hurting people. The mask hurt the children, didn't help you. Everything is coming out. And so that's a very, very positive situation. And now last week, and this week, we have FBI whistleblowers, senior-level people coming out and saying, we knew about Hunter Biden, we knew the laptop was real 3-plus years ago, and we were ready to SWAT team him, and it was killed by the Justice Department. It was stopped by the Justice Department. Trump never got control of the Justice Department. At the top, the people mid-level and even high-level, but not the highest levels, did their jobs. So we've got that breaking news with Kevin McCarthy saying House will start impeachment inquiries against Merrick Garland in July 6 over IRS whistleblower evidence regarding Hunter Biden. Huge developments. We also have one of the biggest FBI whistleblowers joining us coming up in the third hour today, Kyle Serafin. He won't just get into the situation with Hunter Biden. He's going to look at the persecution of Christians being named, particularly Catholics, the number one terror threat in America with zero evidence of that. Why would this evil Justice Department jump the shark? Well, why would Target sell T-shirts saying we're going to cut Christians' heads off and your children belong to us? Because this is a spirit. This is an agenda. They can't help it. That's coming up. We have Chimaine Nugent, an amazing lady who I've been trying to get come on as a guest for years. She's been on many times with her incredible husband, Ted Nugent. She's got a new, incredibly important book coming out, but she is a flamethrower of truth and knowledge. She'll be in studio in Austin. I was supposed to be back last night, but she's still coming down with her son, Rocco. She's going to be in studio second hour today in the Austin studios, and I'll again be here in these amazing studios in Tampa, Florida. And then, of course, we have some other special guests. They're going to be in studio with us here in Florida as well. This guy's an amazing Russia expert, worked at the National Security Agency, you name it, literally fought the Russians for decades, and we'll be talking to Pastor J.C. Hall. I was already aware of his work and his wife's work, but didn't know that they actually work and go to this church. When I ran into him, I go, I know you guys.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store at InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host, Chimaine Nugent, wife of Ted Nugent, an incredible lady, will be in studio with us in Austin, Texas, coming up next hour. I am remote from Florida at the Great River Church. I'll be coming back to Austin next Sunday, about to go to Omaha, Nebraska, but I'll be broadcasting live throughout the week, visiting some sick family. Again, we have Chimaine Nugent coming up. We have a major FBI whistleblower coming on the broadcast, Kyle Serafin. And then, of course, we have Russia experts and Constitution experts, Chris Ann Hall and her husband, J.C. Hall, who worked at the NSA as a Russia expert, coming on about the incredible developments that we see unfolding. We have the UN openly announcing control, not just of your health care, but of your speech and major backlash against that. We have the Pentagon caught involved censoring Americans. And in a major blow against that tyranny, Congress has banned, or the House has banned, hasn't passed the Senate yet, but it's in the defense bill, them being involved censoring the American people. Thought that would be a no-brainer. Kevin McCarthy says the House will start impeachment inquiries against Merrick Garland by July 6 over IRS whistleblower evidence regarding Hunter Biden. We are also going to get to some incredible statements by Trump and even more incredible statements on the side of evil by Biden, where he admits in public to selling national security secrets. He's gone from just having dementia to being completely out of his mind, insane. We have got all of that coming out. And then also New York City's banning gas stoves and barbecues and charcoal stoves. We told you this was coming. It's no joke. It's part of the UN plan. California's moving to ban it as well. Places in Europe have already banned fireplaces and space heaters years ago and single family dwelling homes. This is total tyranny, cutting off your resources. They're also going to put giant congestion taxes on all cars enter the city. This is the model. You say, well, that's a hellhole. That's New York. It's the model of the takeover. If they get away with it now, there, it's coming to your town next year. So that's coming up. We've got such a big broadcast lined up for you today. But I wanted to air this very, very important report that really strikes at the heart of everything we're dealing with and how it blew up in their face. Peter Hotez stepped in it big time. Here's the report.
No adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses. And it comes from a doctor who's been examining a group of Chesterfield smokers as part of a program supervised by a responsible, independent research laboratory. Now, after a full year and 4 months, the doctor reports again, no adverse effects to the nose, throat, or sinuses from smoking Chesterfields.
A COVID jab shill, Peter Hotez, attacks Alex Jones, claims he never took money from Big Pharma. Now, he's really jumped the shark on this one, and he's playing a shell game. He says, I take money from Bill Gates and the NIH. Well, that's the top. They pay for policy, and then the research is done, the dummy research that they've requested, the outcome they want, and then that is given back to Big Pharma that then produces the poison and is given liability protection by the NIH and by the federal government, and then the money travels back to Bill Gates, and a few other big companies and his tax-free foundation, then he pays no taxes.
About 10 years ago, we got approached by a group at the New York Blood Center led by Shibu Jiang and Lan Yingdu that had a pretty good idea for coronavirus vaccines. And at the time, nobody cared about coronavirus vaccines. They were sort of orphaned. And so we adopted it.
What about Big Pharma being tax exempt? And that's really what's happening here. Is that, you know, Bill Gates brags, oh, I get 20-to-1 return on my vaccine investment.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that, and it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
It's been $100 billion overall that the world's put in. Our foundation is a bit more than $10 billion, but we feel there's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
Otez has a lot, when I say a lot of nerve, I mean he has a lot of nerve to sit up there and tell the world that I am making this up.
And what do you have to say to people who think they're vaccine injured? Anything for them?
I don't come to my house.
I mean, do you have anything to say to people that think? Do you have anything to say to people? Yeah. I mean, do you think vaccine injuries are real, Peter?
Sure, he's worth $35 million on record. That's just what he shows on his taxes. $35 million, and the man is a pediatrician who runs a children's hospital, think guinea pigs. And he thinks your children should be made to take the shots?
It's all about mask compliance. That's going to be absolutely critical. Because if you don't have masks, remember, this virus aerosolizes. So even 6 feet is not enough. It can go 17, 18 feet, several meters. What we really have to do is have vaccine mandates in the schools. We should have a rule that anyone who walks into a school over the age of 12 has to be vaccinated. This is the nature of the anti-vaccine movement in this country. It's somehow married now to far right-wing extremism and white nationalist group.
Anyone who's unvaccinated and has been lucky enough to escape COVID, your luck is about to run out.
And I call it anti-science aggression coming from Senator Rand Paul, Senator Johnson, members of the House of Representatives, in addition to those two senators, are killers. Starting to see now those same anti-vaccine messages that's coming out of the U.S. And now we're finding it in Africa and Latin America. And remember, what the other reason we're seeing this is the Putin government has, this has been reported by U.S. and British intelligence, has been piling on with this whole systematic program of what's being called weaponized health communications, trying to destabilize democracies with anti-vaccine, anti-science messages. The Biden administration has to realize that anti-science is a killer. Disinformation. Yeah. It's not even just disinformation. This is an anti-science empire right now, and we need Homeland Security. We need the Justice Department. We've really got Health and Human Services will not be able to figure this out on their own.
This is so criminal. This is so un-American. This is so evil. Plus, everything they said the last 3.5 years was a lie. These are epidemiologists. These are scientists. These are virologists. These are pathologists. They knew what they were doing, hurting the public and setting the precedent to weaponize Big Pharma and the media against the people and get away with murder. Because you can get away with murder, you can then do whatever you want, and you can play God. Tez stepped in it big time. It's only got 40,000 views, 41,000 views, which isn't paltry, but we need 4 million views. Everyone watching, please, they're going to come back with a new pandemic. The same criminals are going to launch the same attack again or worse. It is a life and death situation to get ahead of this. Go to band.video. It's free. We'll post it on the front page of Infowars.com in the live show feed. I got busy today and didn't give the crew a live show headline. Let's see what live show they came up with. I'm sure the live show headline's great, but I'll also add to it live here on air. We're going to add that video under it so you can get it. And then share it. But remember, they block band.video URL. They block Infowars. But you can go to madmaxworld.tv, and it duplicates all the same links, the same videos, and share that link, and it's not blocked. Madmaxworld.tv. Let's do it. Let's warn people. Let's win. It's an Infowar. There it is. World exclusive. FBI whistleblower reveals deep state persecution of Christians and more. Yep, that's big. That's huge. And we should probably add in there that Shemaine Nugent's coming in with huge news. We're also going to have a former NSA Russia expert and a constitutional expert on. Just so much, folks. Such a big broadcast today, but I got busy and
dropped the ball and did not write up the live show headline. So how could they know it was coming up? Because a lot of this just got finished last minute here today. Okay, we're going to skip this network break so we have more time. Such an emergency situation. I'm going to get into the really good news happening with Kevin McCarthy finally and moving to start impeachment of Garland and then of Biden. So they're getting their ducks in the row, and that's very exciting and an incredible, most hardcore statements yet from Trump on the nature of the evil globalist operation and how this country is literally an existential war for its very existence. So that's coming up here in a few minutes. But first, let me come right to the listeners with this. InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation that conservatively reaches, with the full show, 5 million people a day. And conservatively, 20, 30 million people a day with clips and boil-downs of what's on the show every day. Conservatively, we are reaching 40 million people a day one way or another. That's a very conservative number. And so many times you notice our research, our understanding is the cutting edge that then others research and then find out is true and duplicate. So, and Media Matters and the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the CIA and the Pentagon and the Justice Department have all had articles out there saying 9 times out of 10, I don't think that's true. It's more like 7 times out of 10, but they said most of the time we track it back to Jones. And he needs to be dealt with. He needs to be arrested. He needs to be shut down. He's, you know, all this. You know the fight we've been in. So I see our greatest work ahead, but quite frankly, we've already done some devastating work together. You, the listeners, spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and keeping us on air by buying product. So you've noticed I've been skipping a lot of breaks, and I have been not plugging a lot. I got so many big guests on and so many calls. We are in the hole for staying the way we are, $500,000 right now. And we're in Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, Bankruptcy. That's a reorganization. So the product's there. We're staying open. You know, it's all going forward. The only problem is if I don't come to you and sell great product and you don't buy it, then we won't be able to have enough money to say we can operate. And the reorganization that's going to be complete in about a month and a half or less won't go through. So the big problem is me not selling the great products we have and not, you know, getting you to get them. I don't blame you. These are products you really need. And good news. Normally, it's the second largest sale of the year. This year, it's as good as the Christmas sale. And that is, we've been doing this for over 20 years. 4th of July, super sale starts yesterday. It's now up to 60% off plus double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order. You have your little profile on the shopping cart, and you can use the Patriot points you've got right now. Brain Force plus 50% off, an amazing, good, clean, natural brain boost. Brain Force Ultra, super strong, fast acting, but only lasts about 2 hours. The other lasts about 5, but it's amazing. Probiotic fiber that has a probiotic in it and the prebiotic and all that really cleans out your gut, so healthy. Prebiotic fiber, 50% off. Immune support, 50% off. Organic green fiber caps, amazing, from the Sprouts, 50% off. Ultimate fish oil, highest quality fish oil, so good for your brain, your heart, everything, 40% off. Ultimate bone broth, full of the turmeric, full of the concentrated chicken bone broth, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, it's the superfood. 40% off. Down and Out Sleep Support, sold out for a while, now back in stock, really strong. Super Female Vitality, 60% off, and we're sold out of the Super Male. Super Female is the same thing as the Super Male, folks. Stamina, libido, energy, cold-pressed herbs, amazing. 60% off, that's going to sell out soon. The sale's only for 1 week. Ultimate Krill Oil, it sells out in days, still 30% off. Turbo Force, selling out, 25% off, that's 10 hours of incredible energy. That's the Tyrannosaurus Rex. The Godzilla of natural stimulants. Survival Shield X3, 25% off. That's selling out within days. Vitamin D3 gummies, 25% off. Whole Food Multivitamin. All InfoWars MD products, 30% off. All Dr. Jones natural products. That's the mouthwash and the turmeric toothpaste and the coral calcium toothpaste and all that's 25% off. All InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. The testosterone boost, all of it. All food, water, and air filtration products that are already the highest rated, the lowest price, 10% off. We make like 20% on that, folks. That is such a good deal. The Alexa Pure Breeze, Alexa Pure Pro, water filters, air filters, highest rated. Leading competitors are 50 to 100% more. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And that's how you keep us on air. It takes money to fight a war. We don't take your money like the feds and use it against you. We're just simply asking you to support us in this fight. We cannot do it without you. Please take action today. That's not that big a hole to get out of. okay? We were back in the black a little bit. I'm like, oh, we're going to be able to hire some crew back and send reporters to the border and send reporters to this and that. That's not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen other than InfoWars shutting down, and then I work somewhere else and do the show, but it'll take a while to build it back up. We have a brain trust here and archives and work in this key battle. The enemy will see as a major victory if they're able to shut us down. And so, please, we have gone through so much together. Make the decision to keep us on air now against the globalists. It's a no-brainer. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank those of you that support us in the past. Go to InfoWarsStore, too, and just make a donation. And you can make it one time or recurring. You have a little profile there. Cancel anytime. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in, and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it. Want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees, instead of making 20, 30, 40% like we do on the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free, and that's just as important as keeping us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you. Now, let's get into some of the good news, and then I'm going to get into the really sick news because it's got to be covered. I've been seeing this stuff for about a week, and it's going on all the time, but Pride Month's been going on for quite a while, and in the last week I've not covered it. And so this morning I got up and I started going back and looking at what we didn't cover late last week and this week. And it's staggeringly bad and staggeringly evil. But the good news is people are waking up and saying no. So that's coming up next segment. And viewer discretion is advised. Okay. This is what's being shown to babies, to 2-year-olds, to 5-year-olds. And we're not showing you the worst stuff. Okay. Cause we're not going to do it. Plus I don't have time to blur out all this stuff. So it's very hard to show one of these pedo parades where they're not shaking their genitals in 2-year-olds' faces. And they have the children marching in front of them like captives. It's so horrible, but we have to know this is going on to stop it. And the good news is America and the world's waking up and is rejecting it. So we'll give you the latest news on the boycotts, where that all is next segment. But let's get into some good news here. President Trump is an imperfect vessel like I am and like you are. He's been through hell. The enemy, the New World Order, the globalists are throwing everything they've got at him with state level and federal indictments. Now they've got new January 6 indictments ready for Trump. I told you about claiming he commanded me to attack the Capitol. Yes, they're trying to indict me. That's 20-page Washington Post article. It's preposterous. It's insane. Trump thought he was going to speak at a stage that was set up on the northeast side of the Capitol. You know the rest of history. The D.C. police dressed as Antifa, and along with Antifa dressed as patriots. And then it got a few fools to follow him in, broke in. Congress people have the video. That's all coming out. It's insane. It's a lot worse than just Ray Epps. That's coming up as well. But the reason they hate Trump is because he's so hardcore and he's taking them on and now understands the deep state, something he didn't understand 6+ years ago when he first got in. Now he knows I was right when I warned him. Now he understands how to beat him. And it shows that the attacks on Trump have only made him go up in the polls, where he's now 35, 40 points ahead of DeSantis, where he's now 25, 30 points ahead of Biden. RFK, and now most polls, is ahead of Biden. So it shows the people are hungry for real leadership. Trump came out and said some really nice things about RFK. He said he respects RFK Jr. and believes Biden will refuse to debate him. Went on to say he's a good man who has a good heart and who is trying to do good. So RFK sounds like Alex Jones, RFK Jr. Trump does. It's not about me getting the credit. It's about we told you the truth. We were the fulcrum, the center point to educate others. And what our worldview was the most accurate. And so that's why the enemy wants us off air, so we don't discover the next enemy plan and get it out to the world, because people didn't really listen and believe me 30 years ago, 29 years ago. They listen now. They know I'm not playing games now. And the good people in the military listen, and the good people in the Justice Department listen, and we're a rallying cry for federal judges and federal marshals and good FBI agents and the good people in the government that are forming a coalition inside the government to resist this tyranny. It didn't magically exist like the Q people said before, but now it's actually forming, and it's forming around this broadcast and President Trump. So Trump's bigger than just himself. It's that movement and the fact the globalists stole the election from him. So Trump is our focal point now. That's why I'm supporting him 100 million% for president. He's going to be persecuted. We're going to be persecuted with him. All right, but let's go to a few of these clips. Here is Trump really taking it to the New World Order.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. And we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Wow. That's scorched earth. That's throwing on the gauntlet.
And I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. Prohibited. And on day one, I will reinstate the Trump ban on transgenders in the military. We had a ban. Because our warriors should be focused on crushing American enemies, on being strong, on having the image of being strong. They have to be powerful. They have to be strong, especially when you see what's happening in the world today, not catering to radical gender ideology.
Now, that's powerful on the good side. That's pure truth. That scares the enemy so bad. Their facade, their bullying, the insanity of chopping little boys' genitals off and little girls' breasts off and having weird men in dresses say, I'm an admiral, your children must have their genitals cut off or they'll commit suicide, when this National Institutes of Health showed it's cutting the genitals off that makes them commit suicide. I've never been suicidal, but if somebody cut my genitals off and then put a giant plastic object in me to never let the wound heal, I'd probably kill myself. I mean, folks, if I was a girl and had my forearms and part of my thighs cut off to make a giant stinking artificial male member that rots and falls off, almost always within months, always within years, with a piece of PVC pipe through it. Folks, I'm not joking. I'd probably commit suicide. And then that preacher, Levine, coming up next segment, says, oh, the children commit suicide if you don't let me chop it off. A psycho? He should be in a Rob Zombie movie. A psycho in a wig wanting to chop kids' parts off? In Silence of the Lambs, it's a psycho in a wig wanting to cut people's skin off. Everybody knows who these people are. But here's Biden, the real American psycho, in a press conference yesterday, admitting that he sells state secrets. He's completely out of his mind. Here it is.
I was just thinking, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
By the way, people are saying that's a deep fake. I went and checked the White House. It's at whitehouse.gov right here. Whitehouse.gov, right here, it officially says that. President Biden, okay, I was just thinking, the anyway, I started off without you, I sold a lot of state secrets, all the very important things that we shared. Laughter. Just rubbing it in, folks, an arrogant, rotting brain.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy again with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemo Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Again, I'm very, very honored and blessed to be here talking to millions of people. And I just want to remind listeners that we're in a total information war. The entire New World Order plan hinges on the public not knowing what's happening. Christ said the people perish for lack of knowledge. And it is really up to all of you, if you want to stop this evil, to get the word out. And I know that's a very simple statement. You know that. But seriously, you are not the tail. You are the dog. And if you don't take action, the dog doesn't hunt. If you do take action, it's game over. That's why the globalists worldwide tried to keep churches locked down for years and said singing is bad, but you can go to a Black Lives Matter protest and burn some buildings down. They put out fake studies saying that was good to stop COVID. It's all about murdering logic. Two men can have a baby. We're going to cut your child's genitals off. We're going to open the borders up, but TSA is going to grope you when you go through a checkpoint. It's all about getting you to give up and roll over, but we're not rolling over. And we're particularly not rolling over to this. So we've got Pride Month, and now the new talking point all over the corporate media and from Rachel Levine, the man in a dress wearing an admiral outfit with fruit salad on his chest, is it's no longer Pride Month, it's Pride Summer. Justin Trudeau just said that last week in Canada. Government officials said it all over the world. This is their ideology. It's a global government pervert cult of sexualizing children. That's what they have to offer, is mutilating children, sex with children. This is a pedo cult. And I was the first to say it's a worldwide pedophile army. But that's what Satan wants. That's the spirit. And now it's all over the news. In fact, there was a clip here in my list where I predicted all of this, and I think we're going to play that coming up. This is like from 10 years ago. But video, Biden trans health official claims gender surgery on kids is literally suicide prevention care. We're going to get to that. But first, you understand that we've got compilations of your new viewer that are 6, 7, 8 minutes long of clip after 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 clip. At Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Buffalo, New York, and Austin, Texas, and San Francisco, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, just everywhere. In the last few years saying, we're grooming your children, we're taking your children, and we're going to have sex with them, and you're not going to stop us. And now in Target, they have shirts with a male adult skeleton handing a baby skeleton the fire of transgenderism and saying, join my Satan cult, let's have sex. And if your parents don't like it, we're going to chop their heads off. And they've got kids throwing bricks and training for violence against Christians and conservatives. There it is. Pride Seattle adults encourage children to throw bricks at pictures of Republicans. Meanwhile, that same parade, it was naked men on bikes riding around in front of little kids. I mean, imagine you're a child, you're taking around a bunch of adults dancing and shaking their genitals at you. Now, if a pedo goes to the park and shakes their penis at a child, they get 5 years in prison. But if you do it at a pedo parade in these areas, well, then it's okay. They also beat people's brains out in places like New York. Just independent camera people got hit on the head with bricks. Speaking of bricks, we've got it all. But here's just one of the latest clips in New York or Boston. This is in New York. Oh, I have one in New York and Boston. So here's one of the newest clips. We're coming. We're going to get your children. So these are unhappy zombies that have got every weird fetish there is. None of it excites them anymore. Not peeing on each other, not eating poop. And I'm sorry to tell you that, but that's what they do. And it's a fetish about your children. The zombie spirit in them wants your children. They don't have children, but they want to have CPS take Christian children and give them the children. And in many cases, they get caught selling the children out into sex slavery. But now they've got the millions of little children coming in across the border, and Biden's no longer giving them IDs or checking their DNA, so they're in no database. They're just disappearing. That's why Congress even says, do you know the federal government now sex smuggles, sex traffics children? Now, here's a guy got hit in the back of the head by a glass bottle, and the left's very proud of it. Nobody gets in trouble because they're the abused left. They get your children. They get to wear admiral outfits and cut your children's genitals off. They're so liberal. So let's go to the next clip. There's just so many of these. Speaking of that, let's go ahead and go to clip 22. This is Seattle Pride kicks off by being led Boys and Girls Scouts of America. So here's when the Romans used to bring slaves back to Rome and from conquered countries, they'd have the slaves up front leading the parade to show the spoils. Here's the spoils. They've already destroyed the Boy Scouts of America, sexualizing it. It's already imploded because of all the pedophilia. Here it is. Five-year-old, six-year-old, seven-year-old, eight-year-old children having no idea, wearing transgender flags, being led like prisoners into this situation. Let's just keep going to the clips. Here's clip 21. Attending Seattle Pride Parade, rip up street preacher's Bible. What nice people.
Can't do that. That's my property, and that's God's word.
Have fun doing this at a pride event when nobody wants you doing this.
Hey, you're not full right of hate.
That's probably a teacher.
Stop right now.
What is wrong with you?
That's who these people are. They want to get our free speech, our children. They want it all. They're going to conquer us if we let them. What a bunch of pathetic people. We're letting these even more pathetic people conquer us. Here's clip 24, Bud Light. I got a bunch of clips. Bud Light all over the country. The stages are Bud Light. They have floats of Bud Light. Bud Light wants you to know that they love marching five-year-old children at these events. We're not going to show you the naked people, people pooping, urinating, people having simulated sex, people having simulated sex on the cross. I'm not going to show you all that. But little children, the video's on InfoWars.com. We're not going to put it out over broadcast TV here. Let's go ahead now and start going to the Admiral, the Health and Human Services deputy head, wearing all the fruit salad on their chest. Let's go to a clip 16, 17, 18, back to back.
Hello, my name is Admiral Rachel Levine, and I have the honor of being the Assistant Secretary for Health at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Happy Pride. Happy Pride Month, and actually, let's declare it a summer of pride. Happy summer of pride. So, you know, let's talk for a moment about the trans healthcare that our community needs and transgender medicine and gender-affirming care. I mean, that term is important, although our opponents have weaponized it. You know, it's such an important issue for our youth and adults. As you said, some of these laws are actually extending into adulthood. You know, we often say that gender-affirming care is healthcare. Gender-affirming care is mental health care, and gender-affirming care is literally suicide prevention care. Would that be your view as well?
I 100% agree.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Here's the Secretary, Xavier Becerra, talking about that Biden is going to go after the states that try to keep them from brainwashing children who can't buy a pack of cigarettes or a gun and join the military, and letting the state cut their genitals off. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with that. I see the break is nigh. And then I'm going to get into the situation in Russia, the latest developments in the economy, the latest development with FBI whistleblowers. We got Shemaine Nugent in studio coming up next hour on a host of incredible issues. Like, let me tell you some of the stuff that Shemaine is coming on about. She sent me a whole list of things. I don't know where that is in my list. Well, she's a firecracker. She's going to cover it all. I'll find that and I'll get to that coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, band.video. Remember, those URLs are hard to share, but you can go to madmaxworld.tv and that creates a clone of band.video with the same links. It just changes the links out to madmaxworld.tv. You're able to share it on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere else. You can always, by word of mouth, tell people, hey, you know the most banned guy in America, the one that turned out to be right? He's still on air with more important info than ever at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover, is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. So here is the federal official, openly, Secretary Xavier Becerra, talking about what Biden is going to do to protect health care access to LGBTQ PS Americans. PS, literally, pedophile Satanist. And again, that's not me being funny. They have officially adopted a devil worship stance. And they get most leftists who weren't originally devil worshippers to do it. They go, oh, we're just going to make the right-wingers mad at this event. We're going to say we're devil worshippers. And they have these movies like Hail Satan that make it a big joke. But then they actually believe it. They do it. I mean, saying children don't have rights and we're going to take them from their parents and convince them to have their genitals cut off. And now they're taking them from parents in Canada, convincing them to be euthanized because they're, quote, depressed. That's murdering children. Wake up, people. See how bad it's gotten. See how crazy it's gotten. See how far they've taken us. This is psychological warfare, Tavistock Institute, MI6. I told you about it 25 years ago. Because Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's in my Endgame films, found all the federal documents about the Tavistock Institute developing this plan. This is a total weaponization plan, ladies and gentlemen. So, here he is saying, we're going to get your kids. Oh, we're going to protect their health care, to have their breasts cut off, to have their uteruses cut off, to have their body parts cut off. Again, a child can't buy a gun or a can of chewing tobacco, a pouch of chewing tobacco, or join the military, but as young as 7, because they want it, because they got told this when they were little, and they got brainwashed, they got attention by psychologists and brainwashers targeting them in the school, and in many cases keeping it from the parents' knowledge, secret files on them to destroy their productivity, to destroy their creativity, to destroy their ability to procreate, their fertility. To kill, steal, and destroy. They couldn't kill them in the womb. They want to kill them and their ability to replicate. This is so fundamental. Here's the clip.
Gender-affirming care is not only validated care, but it also keeps people healthy and it saves lives. And so we're out there. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that we continue to offer Americans the health care that they have a right to get, and that includes gender-affirming care.
So can you give us some behind-the-scenes insights into what... I failed the last time, so I'm going to try again. Into what the Biden administration plans to do to support those actions?
Well, we have issued some guidelines that say that a provider who receives Medicare funding, Medicaid funding, must be prepared to offer gender-affirming care. We unfortunately ran into a couple of circuit courts that said differently, and so we are now in the process of having to work under those rulings. But we're not going to stop everywhere where we have an opportunity at the federal level. And again, I go back to yesterday's conversation where we don't control health care. We don't control how gender-affirming care is provided or if it is provided. But where we have laws that require you to fulfill your obligations, if you want that Medicaid dollar to come to your state, we're going to make sure you check the box.
Are you feeling hopeful that that will succeed?
Look, I'm the son of immigrants. Optimism runs in my...
Oh, that's head. Enough. Just shut it off. Shut it off, please. It's all about we've got to help the children. They're committing suicide. We've got to give them this care. They kill themselves because that demographic kill themselves because they're having their genitals cut off. They're being given hormone blockers. I mean, it's hideous, ladies and gentlemen, what they push, what they do, what they create. It's absolutely hideous. Here is a headline being celebrated by major newspapers and magazines. Look how beautiful it is that this man is pregnant with a baby. No, it is a black woman that takes testosterone and grows a beard being kissed by a woman on the stomach. You have any idea what taking hormones does to pregnancies? Screws them up. They're abusing that baby. If you smoke marijuana and they find you smoke marijuana, they'll take the baby at birth. If you take all these gender-blocking drugs that screw them up even worse, you get an award. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're monsters, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play two clips here. One we've already played, but one of them I want to play again. Let's play clips 3 and 4 back-to-back. One is Pride marchers carry banner near Washington Square Park in New York City saying, "Thank God for abortion." Here it is. And they always say, don't ban drag. Nobody's banning people dressing up in dresses, men. We're banning you giving child porn magazines to children, telling them how to have sex with adults. Yeah, go ahead and start clip. Go ahead and start clip 4 over with audio. Here it is. I'll play clip 22. This is the Boy Scouts being led like prisoners in front of this. Girl Scouts. Little babies, as young as 4 and 5, immersed in a sea of men shaking their penises at people and riding around naked on bikes. I mean, we're not even going to show you how the men come up and literally hump in front of the children. We can't even put this on television for adults to see. But it's all done right out in the open. But somebody does this in a regular jurisdiction in a park in front of a child, indecent exposure with a child, 5 years in prison. But it's done in these cities of evil, these blue cities collapsing with feces and needles and homeless and then weird goblin people marching around with their children and other people's kidnapped children. Half these leftists didn't biologically have their kids. They used the CPS to literally go out and cull them from Christian populations. The CIA in Germany from the 60s until the 90s kidnapped over 30,000 children through CPS and gave it to convicted pedophiles to create a new family. Boys with men, girls with women, in a sexual relationship with an adult as the new family. New Yorker magazine reported on it decades after we did and said, oh, it's terrible. It's terrible? Oh, so some of you still have a soul? This is government run to break up society. This is planned. This is corporate backed. Show them the clips. There's two clips of the stages being Bud Light stages. What, in New York, in Boston, in Toronto, all over. Bud Light, after they lose trillions of dollars. There they are, folks, letting you know. Not just Dylan Mulvaney. He's a woman celebrating womanhood. It's, woo, drink your Bud Light. You're the future. They lost $24 billion. But they don't care. They don't care. This is sick. Just look how weak these zombie people are. All right, folks, let's go to break. We're going to get Chimaine Nugent in here at 6 after. I want to air the incredible, important Peter Hotez video, not the one we just put out that's just as powerful, but the one from last week, so amazing, showing him and all his scams and all his fraud next segment. So we'll come in. If you want to fight, you better believe you got one. And then the latest Peter Hotez video from last week. And then Chimaine Nugent is going to knock it out of the park. She is just as fiery and amazing as the great Rivers Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. And she is going to be in studio with us next hour. And she's going to be talking about everything, the New World Order, the globalist, just how to fight back, the campaign, Trump, so much more next hour. Then we have Russia experts, work the NSA, you name it. We've got a major FBI whistleblower. This is going to be newsmaking joining us as well. Tell everybody you know, tune in to Infowars.com/show and band.video. And remember, share the URL, madmaxworld.tv. And please go to Infowarsstore.com. We're running the biggest sale of the year so far. 60% off Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula as men. Sold out of the men's. It's the same thing, guys. Just pink label. Incredible stuff for stamina, libido, energy. 50% off Brain Force. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com. You want to go check this out, and it keeps us on air, so I thank you. Also, you have double Patriot points. That means 10% off on your next order. You have a little profile in there. You can also make a straight donation at Infowarsstore.com. The topic says donate one time or recurring, cancel any time. 10% off on the water and air filtration. They're already the best units, the best prices. Leading competitors on average are double the cost and are the exact same units. So Infowarsstore.com, get your water filtration and declare independence against the glyphosate and the bisphenol A and the atrazine and thousands of other chemicals that this cuts out to non-detectable levels for your children, for your office, for everywhere. Get it today. Infowarsstore.com. Ultimate Bone Broth selling out 40% off. Infowarsstore.com. Go there now. Take action. It's your action that's done all of this, and I salute you. We'll be right back with hour number two.
A lot of people have asked me, why is Infowars Store and Infowars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That we're not hearing a lot about is the unique potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines.
And then something changed.
Any vaccine released by emergency use authorization by the FDA is an outstanding vaccine.
J&J's vaccine has a risk of life-threatening blood clots.
When you hear the beep, that's the sound of safety.
So don't overthink it. They're both really good. They're all really good vaccines. Get vaccinated now.
You gotta call now.
If you wait, it's gonna be really too late to protect your child.
If this was your child, what happens next could make it the worst day of your life.
So even though COVID poses zero threat to healthy children,
vaccinate your children.
Do the right thing. Be safe and not sorry.
I'm strongly recommending for adolescents to get their two doses of vaccine and fully immunized after those two doses.
Advanced technology that can help save lives.
This is going to be a long-lasting vaccine. A long-lasting vaccine.
A few moments later,
we're seeing that two doses is not holding up well for emergency room visits. It's not holding up well for hospitalizations.
Here we go again.
Everyone's going to need a booster. You need that third immunization.
Triple the amount.
Get that third immunization. The two mRNA vaccines were always a three-dose vaccine.
I've always said this is a three-dose vaccine.
But I'm not done yet.
That third immunization, the problem is it's not holding up. So we may have to look at sort of innovative solutions.
Oh, God, not this again.
A fourth immunization.
Oh, boy.
Just to keep them going.
To
keep the country going.
We have to consider some out-of-the-box things. A fourth immunization.
Get that second boost.
A second boost.
To keep the country going.
I've made that recommendation. A fourth immunization.
But I'm still not done.
One semester later.
Unfortunately, the numbers are starting to trend up again. So the hospitalizations are up. And so the most important message that I have this morning is get your new bivalent booster.
Willie and Elise were saying they got their booster, and I was like, oh, I need to get mine. And then I found out they're talking about the third shot. And is that the bivalent, or is it the fourth booster, or does it matter?
Like, don't worry so much about the number of...
There's no wrong way to use it.
You have to get it. This new bivalent booster...
You can double or triple stack them.
The new bivalent one is doing a much better job.
You have to get a booster.
Yeah.
You need to get this new bivalent booster.
That bivalent booster for COVID.
But does everyone ages 12 and older need a booster?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're over 50 and have gotten two boosters and more than two to four months out, you're going to need a third booster as well, a fifth immunization.
Five!
I don't think we're going to need an annual booster like flu.
Eventually.
Dr. Hotez supports yearly boosters, just like flu.
But I'm still not done.
It looks as though the boosters are not holding up quite as well as we'd like. And I think our thinking is going to change, and that what's going to happen is every, you know, few months, we may need another booster.
Perfect results each and every time.
You know, we just could not overcome that massive disinformation campaign. These fake concepts of herd immunity and discrediting masks.
Well, Dr. Hotez, you are a national treasure.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Dr. Peter Hotez, that was extremely informative.
Disinformation that you're hearing, that kids are fine, it's nonsense. Kids need to get that vaccination.
You healthcare workers have been our saviors.
Watch out for that misinformation.
Dr. Peter Hotez is probably one of the smartest people on this topic.
If you haven't gotten your five and ups vaccinated yet, now's the time to do that.
Dr. Peter Hotez, thank you for saving the world.
They also support giving that third immunization for the 12 to 17 year olds.
People have to feel safe.
Dr. Hotez, you are a voice of reason.
Take down the fake information.
These fake concepts of herd immunity.
Our last hope is to vaccinate our way through this. Make certain that everybody's vaccinated, including their kids. That's the single most important thing right now the American people have to do.
Dr. Peter Hotez is the person that we'd like to go to for the sort of expertise.
The single most impactful thing you can do is make certain that you're fully boosted and preferably two boosted.
Later.
Monkeypox is a global emergency.
And it's accelerating among a specific social network of men who have sex with men, not because it's sexually transmitted.
Monkeypox is sexually transmitted, almost exclusively.
Before we let you go, we have to stop and applaud you because a lot of MSNBC viewers who have watched you constantly for the last 3 years or so and have come to trust you, I don't know if they fully appreciate what you have done.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Very excited to be here with you on this live broadcast today. We are going to be here again for the next 3 hours. We just completed hour number one. One of my favorite guests is in studio, and I was supposed to be back today, but I've had some family issues. My wife needs to visit her father that's in the hospital in Omaha, so we're going to go there tomorrow. I'll do my show from Omaha. I'm doing this from the River Church Media Complex in Tampa, Florida, Revival.com, the great Rodney Howard Brown. Be sure and check out Revival.com. But Chimaine Nugent in studio for the rest of the hour. And we may even get her son Rocco to be popping in with us as well. Chimaine Nugent.rocks. She's got so much to talk about. Faith, freedom, spiritual warfare, killer house book. She's got a book called The Killer House that's so important. Also, bow hunting, health, politics, the whole world. So, Chimaine, wish I was there with you. But I know you also live in Florida as well. You're almost about to be in Florida right now, but you stayed in Texas to hang out with me. But you look amazing, and I feel like we're in the same room. So it's great to have you here with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Alex. I'm taking over your studio. I come bearing gifts, my Killer House book, but also some organic vegetables and also herbs from my own garden. And I wanted to give them to you
thank
in person,
you.
But this is the next best thing. So thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I'm honored, too. You know, your husband, you've been fighting for decades with him like nobody else. Your husband literally was the original Alex Jones.
Yes.
70-something years old. You know, looks like he's 60. Great shape, thanks to you and all the things you do for him. You're an expert on health, for those that don't know, with your popular shows on it. But, man, he was battling the wokeism in the late 1960s. Where would we be without the amazing Ted Nugent?
You know what, I remember, we've been married 34 years now, and whenever he was doing radio interviews, they always said, don't talk about guns, don't talk about hunting, and he said, screw that. So you're right, he was the original Alex Jones, and I've learned so much from watching him. Now, Alex, you know, this is a spiritual war. We are commissioned by God to stand up for Christian beliefs, for what this country is founded upon. So God bless you for doing what you're doing. Remember who told you, you should come up with a t-shirt that says Alex Jones was right. Who was that, Alex?
It was the great Chimaine Nugent.
I'll take partial credit for it. But yeah, I think you were right. You're on the right track. And we've known each other for a few years, what, 10 years, 15 years? And I've seen
a little more than 10. Almost
there. I've seen such a change in you, Alex, and I'm so grateful for what you're doing. You're spreading this Christian belief, and not only Christian belief, but what needs to be done. Satan is here to kill, steal, and destroy, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to divide this country, and he's doing it with the LGBTQRS, whatever it is at this point now. And you notice the blue and pink stripes that were added to that rainbow flag. You know what that's for, right?
Yes, tell us.
Well, it's
the babies.
Little boys and little girls. And they did it to us while we were sleeping. We have to stand up right now more than ever for the rights that we have and that we don't want to have taken away. I'm banned on Twitter, Alex. Ted is not. I think it's because I share my faith openly, and even with Elon, I'm still banned on Twitter, but I'm not going to stop. I feel like now more than ever, God has called us, as Esther 4:14 says, for just such a time as this.
Well, I'm not defending Elon, but he said he's not in full control yet, and when people raise it to him, a lot of times he's able to go in and tell the kind of stay-behind network of leftists to take it down, but there's no reason that you shouldn't be on Twitter. But regardless of that, you're reaching more people than ever. Tell us about all the different shows and things you and Ted are doing, and then we can start wherever you want. Because, you know, you warned us years ago about mold and about what a serious issue it is, and now they admit that mold is one of the biggest killers in the world. You've written a new book that people can read and understand and really find out what's going on. So Shemaine, there's so many places to go. We can get into Trump and how they're trying to put him in prison, but how that's backfiring on them. McCarthy has come out and said they're going to go ahead and move forward with him. The Attorney General, Merrick Garland. So a lot of huge topics to tackle. What do you want to jump into first?
Well, I'll start with mold because I think that was my spiritual awakening. You know, I never wanted to be known as the mold lady when I was a little girl, but now I think this is where God can use me. I am spreading the word and sharing what I have learned about toxic mold with everyone else, and it's prevalent. At least 80% of buildings have some form of toxic mold, and in my book, Killer House, I share my story about what happened to us, Ted and I and our son Rocco, who you'll see in a minute, and our beautiful MTV Cribs home that was contaminated with toxic mold between the walls. We never saw anything. We just kept getting sicker and sicker. And if you're on, I know you're a health proponent too, if you're on any type of allergy medication, migraine medication, headache medication, you have lupus, you have inflammatory diseases, you have joint pain, fibromyalgia, even cancer can be attributed to toxic mold. So in my book, Killer House, I share the devastating, heartbreaking story of losing our MTV Cribs home. And I'm here as a proponent of health and a living testimony that, you know, God is good and that the human body has an amazing ability to heal.
Lay out the book, because I can't wait to read it. I mean, years ago, you warned my wife and I, you know, we did the testing. Thank goodness it wasn't in our house. Then we warned some family. They found out it was. And then obviously, you know, there's things that can then be done to mitigate it. But you destroyed a whole house and then, you know, rebuilt it. And has mold always been this bad, or is it in our industrialized world? Is it the building materials?
It's the building materials, faulty building, faulty craftsmanship. You know, there might be a few good builders out there. I personally don't know any. And the problem is a lot of the inspectors, a lot of the testers nowadays are in bed with the builders who just try to cut corners, try to cheapen what they're doing. And that's what my book talks about. I start from a story of what happened to me. And in my book, I share very, very personal aspects of my relationship with Ted. But I do that not to, you know, expose anything. I've talked about it before. I don't know anybody who has a perfect relationship. But what it does is it sets the stage for it really, when I had some emotional turmoil in my life, it really caused an environment that I got sicker faster. And so I set up the book as a storytelling book. I didn't want it to just be a, you know, information and talk about Stachybotrys and all the different types of mold, which would bore people to death. But it's written more like a story, a novel. And it's the story of my life. And I just want to expose the dirty little secret about toxic mold, that it's alive and well and prevalent. And I even have a chapter on spiritual warfare in my book about toxic mold.
again, give people the title, how people get the book, and speak more about, because Jimmy, you've got a lot to say. It's amazing when you get going on mold.
Yeah, it's not only mold, but again, it's my awakening. I had to fight for my life. I was once named Detroit's most physical female, and I got to the point where I couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs because of toxic mold. We found out that Ted and I both had four different types of mold in our bloodstream, and I was also diagnosed with having pre-emphysema, and I don't smoke. I was teaching 10 to 15 group high-intensity aerobics classes every week, and I was just popping pills, migraine medication, like there was no tomorrow. And I thought, this is not the way it should be. And while Ted was on tour for rock and roll, I was on the doctor tour, and no doctors could help me. So I had to become my own investigative sleuth. And that's what I lay out in my book, how you can be too. If you have any illnesses, you need to get to the root cause. By the way, did we ever find the root cause of immigration? Because, you know, that was talked about a lot. Anyway, I digress. In my book, I talk about the root causes of toxic mold and how to recognize, remediate, and recover from that.
Wow. Man, it is great to see you in studio. I wish I was there with you, but, you know, I also love Pastor Rodney Howard Brown here at the River Church. Tens of thousands of folks have come through here in the last week that I've been here. Just amazing. Are you aware of the River Church up here in Tampa? Because I know you're down at Naples, right, when you're in Florida.
Yes, down in Naples with Pastor Anthony Thomas, who is, if Ted was a pastor, he'd be Pastor Anthony Thomas. I haven't met that pastor in Tampa, but I am all for, you know what, unfortunately, at many churches, we get milquetoast. We don't listen to spiritual warfare. And now more than ever, we need to talk about it. We need to be equipped and fight the demonism and the Satanism that is alive and well in this country. And now more than ever, again, Esther 4:14, it's kind of exciting, Alex. I just got goosebumps, or maybe because it's like 20 degrees in the studio. We were born for such a time as this. Is it not 20 degrees in the studio? Maybe 30?
I like to keep it about 67.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, the problem is if you ever let it get up to too high a temp with all those TVs and equipment, look, it's what, 105 outside though. Would you rather it's 67?
I know. I'm with you. That's all right. I got my sweater here and I put my hands in it, but it's comfortable because I'm on fire for God, Alex. I'm on fire for God.
Well, you're amazing. I want to now shift gears just into how much you love Trump, how much Ted loves Trump. I know we always talk about Trump and I'm at your house for dinner and stuff there outside Waco at your ranch, about how he's doing right now. I've talked to Roger Stone. He says Trump's doing stronger than ever. He's committed. I said on a podcast this weekend, Patrick Bet David, that I think that if Trump keeps winning and all these indictments don't work, they will try to kill him. Well,
yeah.
They've had Democrats say they want to kill him. It doesn't mean I believe he'll be killed. It's not Alex Jones predicts he'll be killed. But obviously, assassination is something they did to JFK. They did it to RFK's junior's dad. RFK Jr.'s worried about being killed. To think that there aren't leftists wanting to kill the president, or
you know,
if we've seen the deep state say we're going to take him out, I'm really concerned about Trump because they keep failing with all their impeachments and all their hoaxes and all their indictments, but they just keep doubling down. And where does that logically lead? Chimaine Nugent, what's your take on that?
Well, if he wasn't such a threat, do you think they'd even try that? And you know there have been attempts before on his life. And when we had dinner with him at the White House, it was just an amazing, you know, Ted likes to say shit kicker. Can I say that here on your show, shit kicker?
Sure.
It was an amazing opportunity to get to know him. We've been with him for many times, and Ted has played the national anthem. He just did at the Lincoln celebration in Michigan. And he likes to say that right after he performed the national anthem, it was just on Sunday, right after he played the national anthem before President Trump came on, they lost power. There was a bad storm there, but Ted likes to say that it was because of him that they lost power. But, you know, now more than ever, there, like you said just a moment ago, Alex, there's no perfect candidate. There's no perfect human being. If they weren't concerned about President Trump, do you think they would be attacking him so much? And you know what? I don't know if you've said this before. I listen to a lot of your podcasts, watch a lot of your shows. I'm going to say it right here. And so maybe you can attribute to me if it actually does happen. You know what I think would be a great ticket?
Tell me.
Trump Kennedy. Just saying.
Oh, I've been saying.
Have you said that before?
It's a great idea. I have said it, but I mean, I think that's a common sense thing, because they're going to steal the nomination from Kennedy. They stole it from Bernie Sanders, who was a terrible guy, but he did win it. I mean, they publicly said, we're not giving you the electors, and they're going to try that. And so if Kennedy swung his support over to Trump once he's basically, you know, gone through the first primaries, because they're saying in Iowa and New Hampshire, where they're supposed to have the democratization, as you know, of the most popular person winning that straw poll, they're not going to let him do that this coming year to try to suppress Kennedy. So I think that would be an amazing move.
The most important thing that we can do right now as patriots, a lot of people ask me, ask Ted, ask you, I'm sure, what can we do? We know the last election was stolen. What can we do to prevent it from happening again? The most important thing, I think, is for us to get involved in local politics, local elections, get on the school board. And when you see something, say something. You know, in Waco, Texas, we had a drag queen story time where they were thrusting half-naked men in front of children. And you know what, Alex? We found out about it. We saw the flyer, and the company that cleans our pool was actually sponsoring that event. So we called them up and we said, guess what? We're not going to utilize your services anymore. And they hung up on us. But that's where we need to get involved. When you see something, say something. And it starts with everybody doing what they can do. Not everybody can be an Alex Jones. Not everybody can be a Ted Nugent and or President Trump. But we need to get involved. God is calling you for such a time as this.
Absolutely. Chamaine Nugent. Wow. And just expanding on that, it's not just the boycott power, but I've gotten in my own life like this with my wife and family. I go, look, we got to go through every company we use, from pool cleaners to you name it, and we got to make sure they're at least not communist.
Yep.
We got to see what they're giving to, because they have their own ESG system out of the UN and BlackRock that is going to track us through the computers and penalize us because we're Christian, we're populist, we're just not communist. We got to battle that. But we have our own ESG where we do not support globalist companies. Sometimes you can't help it. You need a digital camera. You need, you know, all of them are globalist owned.
Right.
So, you know, you need to fly internationally. They control all that. But when it comes to everything else, anybody that supports this evil, they're trying to bully us. They're trying to bankrupt us. We just don't support them. We're in the world, but not of the world. But then there's the boycott. People need to get your book and share it with others. People need to support InfoWars. People need to, you know, I mean, people don't know this because, you know, you guys haven't complained a lot, but Ted, and you have obviously lost $20, $30, $40 million a year by all the big booking companies saying, no, we know you're a hot ticket, but we're not going to let you be in our arenas. We're not going to even, you know, do that. But still, you go around the country at, you know, giant public arenas and fill them up. But you have paid an incredible price. I paid an incredible price, but it's worth it to pay that price. But instead of us being persecuted and the Christians and conservatives, you know, being isolated, we need to be prosperous and support each other and build our own infrastructure and our own communities. They got Clinton documents when they first got in the 90s, and they said our main fear is conservatives and Christians will build their own economy and build their own media and build their own entertainment. But look at how the Christian movies now are the most profitable and Hollywood's collapsing. So it's already begun, and this is how we're going to beat them, in my view. Can you talk about boycotts and bycotts?
You know, Ted went through a string of those a couple of years ago when his booking agent wanted to cancel him. And now he's on his last tour. And I promise you, a lot of people have said, okay, you know, Garth Brooks or Kiss, whatever, they've had a last tour for 10 or 20 years, I think. But this is Ted's last tour. So if you want to see him for the last time on a public tour, you can go to TedNugent.com and grab your tickets. And there are backstage passes available. They're called Danger Zone tickets. And the reason being, it's not because he doesn't love the music. He loves the music. You know that. It's just the travel. And you know about that as well. We want to stay home with our dogs. We want to stay in the comforts of our home and our community and our garden. We have our own. I got you some lavender here, Alex. Lavender and mint and basil from my garden. It's like, I wish you had smell-o-vision because you can smell it. It's amazing. But I've learned from you, from watching your shows over the years, that you are a big proponent of living off the land and becoming responsible stewards of this ground, as Ted and I are. And I've never been more proud to be a bow hunter because we don't have to worry about going to the store and buying meat or getting our vegetables or our herbs and being afraid of what they are fed up with, chemicals and steroids. We live off the land, and that's where more of your audience needs to go to. They need to go to InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and get your products because we need to support one another. We need to uplift each other and do the boycott. Buy products that you know and love that are made in America and support your idols and your ideology and this great country.
Absolutely. And just expanding on that, the enemy is more afraid of that than anything. That's why they did the lockdowns of small businesses and churches and things, because they're literally at war with us. This is everything. And also, I know that you and Ted do interviews every day. You do your own shows, talking to you guys before. Cutting back on the music, even though that's, the real love, is you guys are not going to slow down on fighting for America and the world against the globalists. You're going to accelerate that. What another major sacrifice.
You know, I've learned one thing from Ted, and that's, you can criticize him all you want. It actually adds fuel to his fire. Last year, I had a pretty serious death threat. Had a couple of them. And I know you probably get them hourly, if not daily. And it kind of paused me for a minute, like, wow, do I even need to go here or go there? And then I had some people tell me, you're a target. You're going to be known for not who you are as Ted Nugent's wife, but whose you are as a child of God. And I said just a second ago about supporting idols. There's only one idol to support, and that's Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And I think that's what we need to get back to. That's what I see you talking about a lot in your podcast as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about a really central issue when we go to break here in a few minutes. I want to come back. What you expect to happen in the next 15, 16 months ahead of this next election, and what you expect to see in Congress and McCarthy finally, with enough pressure on him, saying they're looking at the impeachment of Biden. They're looking at the impeachment of the Attorney General, and whether that's a good idea or not. Should we have hearings and expose them for the election, or is trying to impeach them turning them into victims? I think justice be done, may the heavens fall, and just go ahead and go after them all because it's the right thing to do. The border is wide open. They're human smuggling. We have all the witnesses. Is that a favor, getting rid of Biden, and then it's a Gavin Newsom or Big Mike? We're going to play this clip, go to break, and then come back and get your take on it. But here's Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker, says he will start implementing the beginning of the investigation and the committee hearings on the impeachment of the Attorney General. If anybody deserves it, it's Merrick Garland. Here's the clip.
Miranda Devine says that Joe Biden met with his business partners 12 times, 12 different times and 12 different deals, perhaps. So it's according to Rob Walker, who was in on all this stuff, good friend. He's all over the laptop. So will this prompt you to do a impeachment inquiry?
Well, you apparently don't follow me on Twitter, because yesterday I laid out very, very clearly by July 6th, because of the allegations from the IRS, because of the whistleblowers and the DOJ, or Garland, what he is saying and what David Weiss are saying privately are two different things.
Right.
And if it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries on the Attorney General.
All right. We're going to come back after break and talk about this. And, of course, what the whistleblowers are saying are true. We have one of the whistleblowers with us next hour after Chimene Nugent leaves us in 30 minutes. We got 30 minutes left with the amazing Chimene Nugent. Straight ahead, Chimene Nugent rocks. Not .com, Chimene Nugent .rocks. Not hard to remember, Chimene Nugent .rocks. All the hunting shows, all the gardening shows, the exercise shows, the stretching shows. This lady is a genius. She's on fire for freedom. Check it out today, Chimene Nugent .rocks. Rocks. We'll be back. Don't forget our websites are band.video and infowars.com, but they block those URL on Twitter and many other places. But Mad Max World on screen, madmaxworld.tv, one word, leads you to our full video site and links and everything. It's a clone of the other site, the exact same site. We'll be right back.
Infowarsstore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. 2 amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are 2 things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ted Nugent's hanging up the tour after doing it since the 1960s to fight the New World Order. You know the situation's serious. And of course, Jermaine Nugent's full-time promoting independence, gardening, hunting, you name it. And her son, Rocco's another amazing guy. He'll be joining us. He's doing that as well. We're about to go back to Jermaine Nugent in the Austin studios. I'm here in Florida right now, in the Florida studios at The River Church, Revival.com. Be sure and check it out. Amazing information at Revival.com. And also, we have the big sale going right now. And this is what keeps the broadcast on air. This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th super sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points.
And remember, orders $50 or more get free shipping as well. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cast, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's, you gotta get that, that's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Super Female Vitality, it's the same as the Male Vitality, but the Male sold out. 60% off. Stamina Libido Energy, if you've never tried it, now's the time to get it, or if you loved it, stock up. Super Female Vitality, same as the Male formula, we have the female in stock, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy, be careful with it, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, the missing link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole food multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. All food, water, air filtration products, that's huge. 10% off. That is a massive discount because there's not much markup in those. We make like 30, 35% on those, ladies and gentlemen. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support and keeping us on the air. What a time to be alive. We've all been vindicated. We are the loyal Americans on the tip of the spear. All of us together, that means the supporters, whether you spread the word, whether you pray for us, whether you buy the product, whether you do all three, thank you. But just remember how important your action's been. And now that everybody knows we were right, a lot of folks are like, well, I'll just lay back now that it's all out in the open. No, we've got to fight even harder now, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you for your support. Please take action. We have delivered on every front, thanks to God and thanks to you. I need your help to keep fighting. Take action. Make the decision now. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back to Chimaine Nugent in the Austin studios. I don't want to call it awkward. It's kind of cool. I'm in Florida. She's in the studios. I was supposed to be back yesterday, about to visit my wife's father, who's in the hospital in Nebraska. We leave tomorrow, but I'll be on air once I'm there, folks. But going back to Chimaine Nugent, what do you make of McCarthy? What should we go for impeachment, or is he so weak he makes them look bad? Don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves, to quote Napoleon Bonaparte. What is your view just on the whole shenanigan fiascos of them, all these indictments, and he only goes up in the polls, national Gallup polls, and other scientific polls. He's getting upwards of 70% in the Republican field, 25, 30 points ahead of Biden, 35 points ahead of DeSantis. I mean, Trump is just slamming it. Since the history of polling in the last 100 years, we've never seen numbers of popularity at this level. Not even FDR during World War II was slamming numbers like this. Yeah, they stole the last one, clearly, but I'm told by the experts, if there's a massive red tsunami, they don't have enough dead people and enough fraud to put it over the top. What does Chimaine Nugent think about that?
Well, every day I'm just getting, my neck is really sore because I'm constantly shaking my head. We forgot about what happened in Afghanistan. And meanwhile, you know, we're suddenly supporting a war in Ukraine, which we have no business doing. We need to take care of our veterans first. We need to take care of our own people first. We've got an open border. Our country has been infiltrated. And if you look at any of the video of the young men, the military age fighting men coming across the border, that should have many people shaking in their boots. What is going on here? McCarthy, you know, God bless him. I don't really know what the ultimate end game is for him, but he is making some headway. You know, if he goes after Biden, let's say they go to impeach Biden, doesn't that lend credibility to the fact that Biden was elected president?
No, I mean, I really respect MTG. And, you know, she's been fighting with Boebert and people. I have nothing against Boebert, but I'm friends with MTG, and I've seen her be right over and over again. And she says that she thinks McCarthy's right, that we should at least have more hearings and expose them that way. They've got to get all their ducks in a row, and then they can probably impeach him. It needs to be done. I'm the type of guy that's like, hey, it's the right thing to do. Do it over the border, over Afghanistan. But at the end of the day, I respect MTG, and you just raised that point there. So I think this is something we should have a debate about.
Yeah, and we should question why they're going after President Trump so so immensely. Everything he does, you know, they raided Mar-a-Lago first, and it was a big deal. And then when they raided the Biden residences, it's not such a big deal. So they arrest Hunter. They're trying to arrest President Trump over and over and over. They got a whole slew of arrest warrants for him. And it makes you wonder, what are they really going after? They want to see him in prison. Like you said, they want to see that mugshot. And they don't want him to run for president again, which we all know what's really going on there. But I think that what the Republicans were doing, you know, wasn't the red wave that everybody talked about, but we are making progress. And what I want everybody to think about is, you know, if Hunter Biden has had the last name of Trump, what would be going on with his arrest right now? What would be going on with, and he shows up at a State Department dinner, and it was unbelievable that he has the gall, and Biden has the gall to bring his son there for that. I just don't understand it.
I don't understand it either, but that's why we have to have a larger discussion about this. I know you talked to the president quite a bit, at least I know you did in the past. I've been told by a lot of folks who have talked to him quite a bit that he is stronger now and more determined than ever. And that really makes me be proud of President Trump. But even though I'm mad at him about the shots and things like that,
too.
He's pigheaded and won't admit he's wrong. The fact that he was elected, we know they stole it. And now they're trying to take our right to vote for him away by falsely indicting him. And the polls show people see through that. This is who the people elected. So even if I didn't think he was the best guy, I think he is a good guy. I would support him now because this is the deep state trying to take the person America elected away. It's very simple. I'm 100% behind Trump. That's made me really understand that I need to support him.
Isn't it interesting that before the election, Kamala Harris and Biden and all the Democrats were against a President Trump vaccine, but suddenly since they pushed it forward with Operation Warp Speed, where there's another theory about why he did that, I'm with you. I'm not happy about that. We all know what happened with that. There are millions of people who have died because of blood clots and because of the shot. I don't even want to call it a shot, the jab, whatever. But it's amazing to me that people are getting away with murder. And they're not being called upon. Like, Fauci's got his own TV show now, and he's going to be teaching college courses. Why isn't he in jail? I don't understand.
Well, I totally agree with you. And Senator Paul did call out Trump last week and say, why isn't he going after Fauci more? Why didn't he go after Fauci? Well, Rand Paul went along with the shots, too, and I like Rand Paul. But let's not – that's really a cheap shot by Rand Paul. And I'm not trying to be, you know, the guy that – calls it, but I mean, it's, and I'm not attacking Rand Paul, but he needs to come out against the shots too.
Everybody,
so I'm not going to harp on Trump.
Nobody in the government is coming out against the shot. And I think what is going for President Trump, he never made it mandatory. He said it, if you want it, take it. But we need to have some more exposure about what's going on. It seems like only your show and a few others are talking about the side effects of what really happened. We need to get back control of mainstream media. And, you know, it's MSN, mainstream news, lies. And it's really unfortunate that it's divided. And again, going back to spirituality, spiritual warfare, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy and divide us. And that's exactly what they're doing with racism and trying to divide us and pit father against son and neighbor against neighbor. And that's not who we are, Alex.
I totally agree. Incredible. Shemaine Nugent, stay there. And we've got Rocco Nugent. Straight ahead. I've seen him on TV, a really smart fella. We'll talk to him straight ahead. Stay with us.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical / supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWarsMD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Well, time flies when you're fired up for freedom and learning a lot, and it's our final segment with Chimene Nugent. And I asked her, since her son was, bringing her in today, taking care of mom, to drag Rocco in and to get his take on just the world in general and being such a big part of your TV shows and programs, what you guys are doing to get people self-sufficient in bow hunting and hunting and gardening. It's so important what you guys do. You said, I do that. I tell people they should do it, but I'm not really good at it. I mean, I'm okay at hunting, but not the other stuff. I do some gardening and things, but you guys are really front and center on that. And then Kyle Serafin, folks, is a gigantic whistleblower from the FBI on the government branding Christians and conservatives as terrorists, on the pipe bomb, and a bunch. I mean, this is a big deal. He's testified to Congress, all of it. He's joining us next hour. But Chimene, introduce to our audience, for folks that don't know him, Rocco.
Well, my number one best-selling book on Amazon in two different categories, Killer House, I talk about the story of recovering and remediating from toxic mold. And really, it's both of our journeys of finding health. Rocco writes a little bit in this book as well, so I wanted to bring him in and talk about his journey for health and wellness as well.
Yeah, I'm honored to be here. And Alex, as you got it, I'm just supporting my mom and her mission. And I see how God is just calling her card. You know, we've had this last name and people usually know what that means. But her calling is the health and the wellness sector. And her spiritual journey started with our home basically being, you know, taken from us. And I grew up in that environment. But I saw my mom get a master's degree in metaphysics. And I saw my dad ride a buffalo with a guitar in his hand. So I'm somewhere in the middle of that, long story short.
Well, people need to read the book. In fact, please leave a copy. I've been intending to get it and read it. Where do people get the book, Killer House?
It's number one in two categories on Amazon. And I would like to get this message out about this book because I do believe that many people are needlessly taking medication and it's really causing more harm than good. And if we get back to our roots, our health, living off the land, and that's what this book talks about. I go into some detail about the alternative medicine that I used, or functional medicine. Now they call it like infrared sauna, vitamin IVs, and oxygen. I was doing that 20 years ago, Alex. So I talk all about those things. And here's a big one that people don't think about. Getting rid of chemical cleaners, getting rid of Downy fabric softener, getting rid of potpourri. I can walk into a room and tell if it's freshly painted with volatile organic compound paint, low VOC or no VOC. I've become the canary in a coal mine, and Rocco grew up with me kind of hovering, the hover mom. Don't eat a hot dog. Oh my gosh, you don't know what's in that. So now he's on an incredible journey of sharing his health with his demographic and age group. Would you be a millennial?
And by the way, I don't want to just
I think so.
Go ahead.
I don't want to just glaze over this because this really should have been front and center in the whole hour today. Because I know this stuff, but I'm not good at remembering to stay out of it. I'm a tough man. I'm just going to do whatever. But I'm not really. And the truth is the globalists admit they're hitting us with the chemicals in the food and water on purpose. The chemicals that are in the construction materials. This stuff is everywhere, and they're allowing it all to destroy us while banning carbon dioxide, while banning wood-fired stoves or charcoal-fired pizza ovens or gas-powered stoves, saying they're toxic. Well, you know, a gas-powered stove, they've done the studies, puts nothing off but carbon dioxide. Yeah. And so here is California trying to ban coal-powered stuff. Now, even in the pizzerias, New York's doing it. You cannot make this up. Extraordinary. New York cracks down on wood-fired pizzas to cut carbon emissions. We exhale carbon dioxide. We are the carbon they want to cut. The video's on Infowars.com. So they let all the toxins, the bisphenol A, the glyphosate, the atrazine hit us. Don't tell people to filter their water. Almost all water supplies have it. And then
just
say,
They have just a little bit of arsenic in the public water systems. It's okay, isn't it, Alex?
It's just a little bit of radon. It's a little bit of radioactive isotope.
And there's just a little bit of chemtrails. Do you know that they put mold in chemtrails as well? And the 5G, they are slowly trying to kill us. And that's what I talk about in this book, Killer House. Is the air in your home killing you? And is the air in outside that we're breathing? We need to clean our air, soil, and water. And I'm so glad that Rocco's here on this journey with me to share with his demographic and his age group about what has happened.
That's right. This is a lot bigger than just the mold.
Yes.
And look at the movie. Look in the movie with what's his name? Interstellar, where mold takes over and kills the Earth because it's in the atmosphere. And the globalists are doing all sorts of crazy stuff. Rocco, I know you don't like to get political, but I've watched you. I've read your stuff. You're really a dialed-in guy, and I think we've talked before about some stuff. But the point is that, what is it like to be the son of Chamaine and Ted Nugent? And what is it like to see everything your dad and mom warned of coming true, but see humanity wake up and battle it?
You know, it's stressful when you're early because it's a smaller group to belong to. And I know you know what that feels like. And I found this book called, it's by Ayn Rand, called The Fountainhead. And it helped me understand my family a little bit more because it's a lonely place when you get away from herd mentality and you put your health and your connection to spirit, your connection to God first and foremost. And I live in the shamanic space a lot. I'm a coach and a teacher. I help people understand what Christ consciousness is from a Raja and Kriya yoga background. And sometimes that's through trauma, and sometimes that's through, you know, the wellness that we access through nutrition. And I see metaphor speak so loudly, sometimes more directly than plain English and plain language. And mold is kind of what, you know, in my family, my mom woke up through this situation. But how does mold happen? It's when water doesn't flow properly. And look at the country, look at the culture, look at all the stagnation, and look at where things have stopped working. The consciousness is killing us. The air in your home
is killing
us.
Consciousness is the swamp.
The swamp,
you're saying, we're becoming a swamp.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll go political, but I can't help but notice that the political has roots somewhere. And you got to talk about the roots if you want to, you know, otherwise you're just going to be snipping all the weeds nonstop. But I saw my mom go through a near-death experience with health. I saw my dad, you know, be on these front lines all the time and speaking about all these touch points, and ultimately it would come back to his connection to nature, his connection to spirituality, and his ability to express himself. It relies on his health and his wellness. Now, he's just a rare cookie, but my mom really emphasized the connection to Christ being super, super necessary for you to be able to do anything well in the world. And I feel like what you help spotlight so well, and what my family is passionate about in spotlighting, is that culture constantly takes us away from that inner dwelling space where we meet God, where our sense of I am meets the Creator. And so all the stuff where it's, we get brought out of ourself into the world, and we start dissecting how we identify, and then it's like a competition war of identities. But we talk about health, wellness, and the space that you're living in as, it must be clean. You have to be clean. You have to do the checks and balances on your home first before you go out into the world and try to do that. I saw Jordan Peterson talk about this really nice intellectual breakdown of the philosophical differences between conservatism and liberal kind of polarities. And the idea of the socialism or the communism or the very left-leaning idea of go out in the world and fix everybody else, it leans on group thought, as opposed to the conservative, from what I gather, it focuses on, why should you be telling anybody else how to work their life if you don't have your shit together? Mm. Get your shit together. I watched my mom and dad go through all kinds of stuff, and my mom, it took her to her health first and foremost, and she ends up educating my dad. He might have been in front of the family, so to speak, but all of a sudden she's like, what are you brushing your teeth with? You don't know what fluoride is? You don't know what's in that Coca-Cola or that sugary cereal? You don't know what those empty carbs are doing to you, et cetera, et cetera. So I've been witness to a profound level of education, very privileged and identifying as an indigo kid rather early. So it was on me to find my dharma, my purpose, and how I could help my family and the greater collective come back to God, basically.
All right. Well, very interesting, Rocco. Thank you so much. Where's the best place, Jermaine, for people to find the book? Obviously, Amazon. If they want to buy it directly from you, that gives you guys more support. ShermaineNugent.rocks.
ShermaineNugent.rocks is a place where they can get more information, free information on toxic mold. And I'm starting a community of like-minded people. You got to go through an interview with me in order to get in, because I want to welcome people. I want to help people, but we got to be on the same level. I want to make sure that my goals are aligned with your goals. So check out ShermaineNugent.rocks. Get my book on Amazon today.
And then last thing, Alex, all next right, time I come on here, I'm going to talk about how FOMO is the number one killer of all human beings. FOMO disconnects us from God. And I just want to say specifically to you, thank you so much, brother, for stepping into this calling of yours. I know so many people who are not on this with you today right now that want me to tell you thank you, and we pray for you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Well, I need the prayer. I need people to intercede with God, because the enemy is attacking me. But the Christ is a trillion times more powerful. God bless you. Thank you so much. Whistleblower, next hour, only minutes away. Tell everybody you know. Tune in now. Thank you. Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get
two, 3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Rainforest every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Rainforest. So I'll take Rainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Rainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
No adverse effects for the nose, throat, and sinuses. And it comes from a doctor who's been examining a group of Chesterfield smokers as part of a program supervised by a responsible, independent research laboratory. Now, after a full year and 4 months, the doctor reports again, no adverse effects to the nose, throat, or sinuses from smoking Chesterfields.
A COVID jab shill, Peter Hotez, attacks Alex Jones, claims he never took money from Big Pharma. Now, he's really jumped the shark on this one, and he's playing a shell game. He says, I take money from Bill Gates and the NIH. Well, that's the top. They pay for policy, and then the research is done, the dummy research that they've requested, the outcome they want, and then that is given back to Big Pharma that then produces the poison and is given liability protection by the NIH and by the federal government, and then the money travels back to Bill Gates and a few other big companies and his tax-free foundation, then he pays no taxes.
About 10 years ago, we got approached by a group at the New York Blood Center led by Shibu Jiang and Lan Ying Du that had a pretty good idea for coronavirus vaccines. And at the time, nobody cared about coronavirus vaccines. They were sort of orphaned. And so we adopted it.
What about Big Pharma being tax exempt? And that's really what's happening here. Is that, you know, Bill Gates brags, oh, I get 20-to-1 return on my vaccine investment.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last 2 decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that, and it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
It's been $100 billion overall that the world's put in. Our foundation is a bit more than $10 billion, but we feel there's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
Hotez has a lot, when I say a lot of nerve, I mean he has a lot of nerve to sit up there and tell the world that I am making this up.
And what do you have to say to people who think they're vaccine injured? Anything for them?
Don't come to my house.
I mean, do you have anything to say to people that think? Do you have anything to say to people? Yeah. I mean, do you think vaccine injuries are real, Peter?
Sure, he's worth $35 million on record. That's just what he shows on his taxes. $35 million, and the man is a pediatrician who runs a children's hospital, think guinea pigs. And he thinks your children should be made to take the shots?
It's all about mask compliance. That's going to be absolutely critical. Because if you don't have masks, remember, this virus aerosolizes. So even 6 feet is not enough. It can go 17, 18 feet, several meters. What we really have to do is have vaccine mandates in the schools. We should have a rule that anyone who walks into a school over the age of 12 has to be vaccinated. This is the nature of the anti-vaccine movement in this country. It's somehow married now to far right wing extremism and white nationalist group.
Anyone who's unvaccinated and has been lucky enough to escape COVID, your luck is about to run out.
And I call it anti-science aggression coming from Senator Rand Paul, Senator Johnson, members of the House of Representatives, in addition to those two senators, are killers. Starting to see now those same anti-vaccine messages that's coming out of the U.S. And now we're finding it in Africa and Latin America. And remember, what the other reason we're seeing this is the Putin government has, this has been reported by U.S. and British intelligence, has been piling on with this whole systematic program of what's being called weaponized health communications, trying to destabilize democracies with anti-vaccine, anti-science messages. The Biden administration has to realize that anti-science is a killer. Disinformation. Yeah. It's not even just disinformation. This is an anti-science empire right now, and we need Homeland Security. We need the Justice Department. We've really got to figure this out, and Health and Human Services will not be able to figure this out on their own.
This is so criminal. This is so un-American. This is so evil. Plus, everything they said the last 3.5 years was a lie. These are epidemiologists. These are scientists. These are virologists. These are pathologists. They knew what they were doing, hurting the public and setting the precedent to weaponize big pharma and the media against the people and get away with murder. Because you can get away with murder, you can then do whatever you want, and you can play God. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell 2 or 3 different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller. It's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, giving you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep. And it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to play a short clip before we go to our very special guest, Kyle Serafin, a high-level FBI whistleblower who's devastated much of the deep state's criminal operations so far and really helped trigger others to go public. The short clip of President Trump saying he will liberate America from these villains once and for all. Here it is.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. And we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
You know what's amazing about that? That is not rhetoric. And that's what I've been saying for years here. You have to admit how much trouble we're in if we have any hope of turning this around. And God's got to be at the heart of that. And the enemy knows that. That's why they're attacking God and churches and people getting together and saying, we're going to send Homeland Security to school board meetings if parents raise their voices. And it turned out Homeland Security prompted this teachers union to do that. And this is so dangerous. And I've been familiar with his work for a while, one of the most prominent FBI whistleblowers. And I'm not going to read Kyle's whole bio, but it's a lot in the Air Force. And all before that, he didn't enlist until he was 27. A lot of, you know, private sector success and work. He was in the real world first, where he got into the crazy world. And then he just discovered what was going on, refused the COVID shot. It's all right here, exposed the illegal activities. I mean, look, it's too hard to go over it all myself. He's the expert. I'll get it wrong. But exposing the targeting of Christians and conservatives, particularly Catholics, exposing them, branding any political opposition as terrorist, he's at the tip of the spear exposing that, exposing the pipe bomb, obviously being part of a drill and being an innate objects and them trying to cover that up, just all over the map. So I think it's best if I just shut up and give him the floor until the bottom of the hour at least, and I'll come back with questions to start about himself or wherever he thinks best. And then walk through what's happening, because he is an insider and he sees the big picture. I'm on the outside looking at it and see the system setting up for war of the American people. And that national security memorandum put out by Biden in June of 2021 saying white supremacists are the number one terror threat, and then defining people that are against open borders, election fraud, forced shots, lockdowns, and other things as white supremacists. So designating us like we were the Taliban or Al-Qaeda as enemy combatants, basically, and then turning loose all this surveillance and censorship, which they now admit is being run out of the UN that sets the policy and then is implemented by the Pentagon, the Justice Department, and others to implement the spying and then censorship, because they have to spy on you to then censor. You understand? That's just as big. That's the government then funding the, quote, fact-checkers with what they say are facts to silence the people. That's the government contracting, the Pentagon contracting to try to force us to make a shot. Not that the Pentagon's bad, not that even the FBI itself is bad, the average person, but the people running it are. It's been hijacked. It's captured agencies that have weaponized the medical system against us. So that's my two cents. I'd like him to start wherever he'd like, because his whistleblowing is so prolific. He also hosts his own popular show that we'll tell you about and tell you how you can find that as well. And it's very important for you to write. Oh, and he's in studio. I didn't even know that. Shemaine Nugent was there. I was supposed to be back last night. I'm sorry. My wife's dad's in the hospital. I'll go see him tomorrow. But Kyle Serafin, I'm bummed out not being in Austin now because I love Shemaine, but I've got to hang with her a lot. She's awesome. I've never gotten to meet Kyle Serafin, a real hero in person. You can find him at thekyleserafinshow.podbean.com, thekyleserafinshow.podbean.com, or just type in listen to Kyle Serafin. Okay, I'm ranting here because there's so much information. Let's put an expert on. Kyle, thank you so much. We go to break in about 15 minutes. You've got the floor.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate it. I've been looking forward to this for the last couple of weeks since we talked about it. And so I think you nailed down something really important. I started in private industry. I got out of college like most people, and I went to go get a job like a normal person. I applied for it, and I did work. I sold furniture. I sold computers. I ran a restaurant, and I did some finance for a movie studio, which are all totally incompatible with most people's vision of what FBI agents go and do and how they come out of there. And then I enlisted when I was 27, which was probably the first time when I actually got my feet underneath me and started making sense. And because I had that background, because I started off knowing what it was to go out and interview for a job, it didn't scare me when the opportunity came up that I was probably going to lose my FBI job. You know, it didn't concern me that was going to be the last time that I was able to go and do these things. And so when they came out and said, you're going to get these shots, and by the way, at the same time, we're going to be investigating parents at school board meetings, and here's the threat tag we're going to use. Both of those things happen almost simultaneously. And I've heard you speak about God a lot in the last couple, 45 minutes or an hour. And it's true. This is one of those things. You get an opportunity to do something right. And especially if you're going to look down the line and see, I've got young kids. So am I going to live in a world where I didn't do the right thing, where I didn't, set the example that I want them to live by as well? And that would be a real difficult thing for me to go and try to tell them to follow on an example that I couldn't follow myself. And that was really easy. So I went to Congress with some information saying that we were going to be investigating parents at school boards. To be really specific, you mentioned earlier about the possible impeachment of Merrick Garland. And that was actually the thing that I brought forward. It's bad that the FBI was going to be going after parents at school board meetings, but there is at least a federal nexus and a possible crime you could do. It'd be an interstate threat case. And we generally don't do those, but we could, as FBI agents, we could be doing investigations into that. What we can't do is have an attorney general get up in front of Congress and say, I'm not going to do something, specifically use counterterrorism resources and Patriot Act tools to go after parents, and then get an email from the assistant director of counterterrorism at the FBI as an FBI agent. I saw that. And so it's like, well, you may have perjured yourself. And so that was what my credible allegation was to Congress. You got to come forward with a concrete and credible allegation You'll be shocked to learn that the FBI investigated itself and the DOJ investigated themselves, and they found that they were not culpable for anything that was malfeasant or wrongdoing in front of anybody. So, the government protects itself, it turns out. And most whistleblowers have that experience.
And I said I wasn't going to interrupt you. I said I wasn't going to interrupt you, and I'm going to shut up saying you are the consummate whistleblower, because I know that from reading the news, the documents. I mean, you are, there's a lot of great men and women that have blown the whistle, but you've been one of the first, and you've been had the most credible cases that are cut and dry. Like, we wouldn't know they were creeping around spying on parents at school boards without you. We wouldn't know that the FBI director was basically illegally using private jets for his own private interest, which is $50,000, $100,000 per trip. We wouldn't know. I mean, just it's a laundry list without you. So maybe you should start, now you told us about yourself, with the laundry list of things, the torpedoes that you fired into the side of this corrupt, rotting Justice Department to I don't think to destroy it, but to fix it and somehow have it be reborn, or does it have to be abolished?
Yeah, it's really straightforward. People need to be asking a very specific question. And the question is this. We spend about $11 billion a year on the FBI. And are the American people getting the $11 billion that they expect when they spend that money on the Bureau? And if the answer is no, then it needs to either be reimagined or destroyed. Both of those things are possibilities. We shouldn't have any sacred cows in this country. The founding fathers came in and set up a country where we were not going to be relying on government. We're supposed to be relying on ourselves. So the Bureau answered a basic question in the 1930s. It goes back a little bit before that. But basically what they were trying to do is they were going after interstate crime before the internet, before, phones were prevalent anywhere, before cell phones for sure, before competent radio signals going back and forth between different police departments, and before interstate communications were as easily available as they are today. And so the question that it was answering then was, what happens if a gangster robs a bank in Louisiana and then goes and does it in Texas and then goes up and does it in Oklahoma? How do you deal with that person? Well, you have the FBI. That's what they did. They went interstate and they went after people that were doing interstate crimes. But today we have a very different world. We have a lot of sheriff's departments that can go 50 miles into a state that is beyond their borders. We have sheriffs that have intercooperations. They've got mutual aid. So we shouldn't just assume that there needs to be this federal law enforcement agency the way that we see it. And that's the question that I always open. And I'm a skeptic. I'm an investigator, and skepticism is sort of the hallmark of that. And then, of course, your folks came and printed out all the articles I sent forward. It's actually kind of overwhelming to see it in person, because I don't actually go and pull these up. These are usually just links on a screen to me. But what did we start with? We started off talking about the parents at threats that were being threatened. We talked about Project Veritas being a member of the media. I've spoken publicly about that now. We went after a thing called the Militia Violent Extremists Symbols Guide, which was something that someone sent me over, knowing that the Bureau was going to be investigating basically veterans and cops. That's the people who have these. I mean, all my friends have either one of these symbols from this symbols guide, the Betsy Ross flag, the Punisher skull, the Second Amendment 2A, something like that. They all have this either on their T-shirts. They've got it hanging in their gyms, or it's tattooed upon their bodies. These are people that put everything on the line for this country. So you're going to tell me those people are potential extremists? They're going to go underneath the domestic terrorism symbols? That's a big problem. We've got a whole bunch of other things out there. We talked about how they were putting forward that misinformation and disinformation are potential federal crimes. There's a very, very narrow window where that's a possibility. So that's kind of scary. We found out that there was an LGBTQ gender ideology thing that they were pushing down on a bunch of Bureau employees. I actually remember it because they said that everyone had to take it. I was in the middle of having my third child. My wife was having our third child. We were, bringing him home. And I thought, man, I'm not going to go do that thing. It's stupid. It's a bad PowerPoint that's going to be pushing something that is antithetical to my religion. So no thanks to that. And the Bureau had such a negative reaction internally that they actually scrubbed it. But one of the brave whistleblowers that I work with, and there's a number of sources that I have within the Bureau that have been coming forward, all unclassified, all appropriate channels. We bring these things to Congress, and then a number of them make it to the light through different media outlets. And I'm glad they do, because this is America's information. Like, it doesn't belong to the FBI. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the people that pay for it, which is the American taxpayers. And then we put out some other stuff here. I'm just going around the horn here, but we've got this piece that Tracy Beans did at Uncover DC called Terminating Dissent, where they merged, and this is very threatening, they merged the whistleblower protection training, which we get annually as federal employees, and the insider threat training, which people can imagine are kind of like spies and traitors. So that's like a Robert Hansen type or an Alter James. And they merged those together, and they kind of showed how if you're one, you might be the other as well. And so be cautious. And this was also coinciding with the attorney general sending out a letter saying don't go to Congress. You know, Jim Jordan's office came forward. The Republican from Ohio was very clear about saying you do have a right to go to Congress if you're a whistleblower. There's federal law that says you can. And then it just continues down. We found out that they were investigating Catholics in the Richmond field office, and that some intelligence analyst put out intel product essentially saying that if you are a traditional Latin Mass Catholic, if you like to go to a pre-Vatican II style Catholic church, then you are potentially fertile grounds for white supremacy for exactly the reasons you mentioned. Border policy, LGBTQ plus stuff, your abortion stances, which are really not Catholic positions. They're certainly not radical Catholic positions. They're kind of like generally Christian positions in this country. So I would imagine that's actually a majority of people in a lot of ways. I spoke about the pipe bomber early on, the fact that it was very clear to us. We had some leads. We were pulled off those leads to go after some nonsense about January 6th, investigations where people were calling into the 800 number in West Virginia, and they were basically just complaining about their neighbors and saying they didn't like them, they didn't like their politics, and that the FBI should investigate them. And unfortunately, the FBI actually obliged. There was something like 500,000 tips. I talked to Matt Taibbi, who's an independent journalist, and that was what he found out. There was about 500,000 or more tips in just a couple of weeks, which is insane. I think they said it was a 750% increase in tips coming in. And they were just mean-spirited. A lot of them had nothing to do with real allegations of federal crime. They were just saying, I don't like this person. I don't like their takes. They're just kind of a MAGA type, or maybe a MAGA type, or maybe they liked Reagan and they probably liked Trump. So that's pretty gross. But some of our actions have actually borne some fruit. You know, we've got some people looking into, members of Congress are looking into the piece about Chris Wray using the jet the way he does, which has probably been wasting maybe upwards of $2 million of taxpayer money for his personal travel and for his personal preferences. And just so people understand what he did, he took an FBI jet, which is a $60 million aircraft funded by counterterrorism resources, and had it fly to Reagan National from Manassas. It's about a 15-minute trip tops. And he had it pick up and fly from the hangar where it lives to the federal airport that is closer to D.C., simply so he could avoid 45 minutes to an hour in traffic going out on I-66. And it's not like the man is driving. You know, if anybody has any illusions about the fact that Chris Wray is not driving anywhere, he's got a three-vehicle motorcade full of FBI agents that are armed, and they drive him, and he's got Wi-Fi and all the other capabilities, so he's always in touch. But he just didn't want to do that inconvenient trip, so they just, you know, they fly the jet to him, they pick him up, and that costs us a minimum of $2,500 when it touches down on the runway. And then whatever that, you know, the wear and tear on the jet is, and it's not a cheap aircraft, it's a Gulfstream 550. And then additionally...
Well, the point is, he's not supposed to do that legally, and I said I would interrupt, don't you notice how... That's why I print all the articles, is because when you're clicking online, you don't realize how much it is until you print them, and then you look at it all, and then it reminds you to actually cover all of them. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but what you're painting here is a picture of corruption, a picture of arrogance, a image of a system trying to criminalize dissent and demonize the most patriotic Americans and make us a political enemy. I mean, this is classic authoritarian totalitarianism. Please continue.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a police state. That's exactly what we're looking like. And the other thing is that we just found out, and you know, people come to me and share information. I found out from two independent sources, which is kind of the minimum number of people you want to hear, that the FBI is currently investigating internally 700 plus FBI agents. There's about 14,000, a little bit less than 14,000 agents total. So about 5% of the workforce is being investigated now as possible extremists and threats to the FBI. And that's pretty disturbing. And what I also found out is that internally they are recruiting from the headquarters building. These are going to be the people that actually, are kind of good acolytes, and they believe that their loyalty to the Bureau is much higher than maybe their loyalty to the Constitution. But they're recruiting internally to the Hoover building, getting more agents to go be part of this internal affairs unit, which is known as the Office of Professional Responsibility and the Insider Threat Units. So they are investigating their own at a rate that, you know, we're obviously there's an opportunity cost. They're not going after terrorists that are legitimately in other countries, and they're not going after federal crimes like people stealing Americans' money and, you know, there's just a whole host of these things where when you weaponize the government, you turn it against the people, and then you turn it against the people that are trying to keep it straight, which there are some good people in the FBI. There's no doubt about it. And they're now targeted, too.
Well, I notice in your stack, you know, they're continuing to double down with a white supremacist, and then they list all these things that make you a white supremacist.
Right.
Being a Trump supporter, you're a white supremacist. So it's a way to demonize and really the classic sign of a totalitarian state is spying on your own people internally. I mean, this just sounds like a nightmare for everybody. I think it shows real weakness in the so-called corrupt ruling class like the Bidens. Did you see Biden yesterday come out and say, or a couple days ago, but it went viral yesterday? He said, yeah, I sell state secrets to other governments. Big deal.
He's just so out
of his mind. It's bizarre. And even if he's joking, which we know he's not, this is insanity. This is like Caligula. Of course, latter stage, final stage tyranny is when they start, lack of a better term, pissing on our faces, sir.
Yeah, and they're doing that. So the thing is they've got to balkanize us, right? They've got to divide and conquer. They want to make sure they other you. And I've been making some parallels. I was told I wasn't allowed to quote Adolf Hitler the other day, which made me want to quote Adolf Hitler because he's a great cautionary tale of some of the things that, you know, that he said and some of the playbook that is being laid out. You can see what totalitarian regimes do. They all do the same thing. It's not like it's specific to Hitler. So I did a whole podcast just quoting things from Hitler and showing how they are in real time. You know, they didn't start with death camps. They started off by creating a quote unquote other. And so that other is a Trump supporter. It's a MAGA. It's using the term maggot to talk about people that support President Trump. And, you know, I'm neither here nor there when it comes to President Trump, but I'm a guy that's very big on fundamental fairness. And what I saw that happened at Mar-a-Lago was not fair. It is not normal. And it was outside the range of what normally happens. And you're slowly seeing guys like Steve D'Antuono, who was the assistant director of the Washington field office and in charge of the squad that went down and did the Mar-a-Lago raid. What we saw was he's starting to come out and say some things were abnormal. Because here's the thing you got to imagine. If you're an FBI agent and you get flown down to Miami, where, by the way, they got plenty of FBI agents, it turns out, and you're going to go do this raid at the former president's house, which is beyond everything you can imagine ever doing. That's never been done before. So that's a big deal. And then you're going to have to sit in front of, you know, a jury. You're going to have to have a defense attorney. And I'm sure Trump's got good ones. They're going to ask you, have you ever flown to another area of responsibility, another field office's jurisdiction, and conducted a search warrant? Is that normal for you? And then they're going to have to say, no, it's not. So why do you think you did it? And they're going to have to come up with some reason, or they're going to have to say they don't know why they actually flew out there and conducted
the raid. Well, was it the same unit that ran the whole Russia hoax thing?
It's CI-14. It's counterintelligence 14, which was the sixth floor. It was right next to where I used to sit. I spent 2 years working counterintelligence. I was on the Chinese side of the house, the Russian squad. They did Russian espionage. So yeah, it's the same group. Although a lot of that, I think, was run out of headquarters. Kind of interestingly and sort of parallel to what we're seeing on this desk in front of me, they also were the first ones that got the pipe bomber case. I don't have no idea why. I think it was just a bandwidth issue. But for some reason, they actually assigned a bunch of counterintelligence agents to the pipe bomb case right off the jump. And I don't need anyone to get out like, you know, oh, that means something. It may mean nothing. Oftentimes it just means that they just didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed by January 6th. And for me, it's actually kind of indicated that the Bureau was caught flat-footed by what happened on J6. I don't think the Bureau actually planned it. I'll go out there and say that very clearly. But that doesn't mean the government wasn't deeply involved, that they didn't have significant sources. And my instinct has always been that it was somewhere in Department of Homeland Security, which doesn't have any of the shackles that the FBI has. They don't have the Attorney General guidelines governing their
information. Incredible. Stop right there, because you've got military background. You've got FBI intelligence background. I'm not just regular FBI. That's exactly what I believe. They're not going to use the Justice Department because that's got too much oversight in it.
Yep.
But when you look at all these, it's just like they use a regular Navy deep water team to blow up the pipeline, not the Navy SEALs and SEAL Team 10, because that's under congressional oversight. We now know Cy Hirsch has all the whistleblowers. So it's the same thing. And I don't think that group didn't purely run it. They had D.C. police who were on board. Who came in and helped break in. They had auxiliary Ray Epps types who were there saying go into the Capitol and helping ram signs in. Then they had provocateurs within the other groups, and they had Q groups saying, oh yes, Trump's about to storm it, go in. And so there was enough hysteria, and because they sent half of the Capitol police who were set up to crowd control and to traffic control at the Ellipse, they were able to break through. And I saw the whole thing. I'm not an FBI agent, but I've sure learned a lot since then how they started attacking right when Trump started speaking. The minute they broke in, I was then told by people obviously compartmentalized, okay, Jones, now you go lead the march. And I felt the setup. I was like, well, how am I supposed to lead when 200,000 have already gone down the road? And then I get there and I'm like, oh my God, we've been set up. And now I learned the 20-page article, Washington Post, I'm ranting now, about how they've been trying to have, you know, Jack Smith and all of them indict me and Trump. It is just insane to know how innocent I am and to know the FBI knows that. They've got all our phones, everything. And they know we try to stop it. I'm getting chills. And they are probably going to indict Trump and other people who are completely innocent. It makes me It's not even a feeling of being angry. It's a feeling of just being blown away.
It's betrayal. I mean, that's what that feels like. And I know that feeling because that's what happened when I, you know, got walked out the door. It's like, okay, that's what happens when you've been betrayed. You feel it hurts more because you had a sense of initial trust. You know, if it's somebody that you couldn't trust, if some random person comes up, puts a gun in your face and takes your wallet, you don't like it. It makes you, you know, cautious, but it's not the same as if somebody in your family had done it. And when your country does it to you, it's definitely bad. It reminded me. What you just said, like January 6th always seemed like it was going to be a trap even before then. And I talked, you know, members of the FBI, friends of mine who are either, you know, former agents or that were agents at the time and have retired since, not to go down to that speech, even though it's a First Amendment protected activity.
Sir, this is incredible. This is incredible. This is one of the most amazing interviews ever. Stay right there. Back in 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes. Kyle Serafin, KyleSerafin.com, KyleSerafin.com. Is that the best site, sir?
Yes, it is.
Wow. All right, well, man, I could interview this guy for 10 hours. And we've got a former NSA guy and others coming in next hour. Maybe he'll be able to ride shotgun with us some. This is too important.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10 hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this, but this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult. Period. Case closed. Out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got Kyle Serafin, the FBI whistleblower, so many other great whistleblowers as well. That's why I've said on air, the federal government's not our enemy. But it's the hijackers at the top of it that have made us the enemy, because they know we're going to legitimately take this country back. I said I'd give them the floor, and I shut up most of the time. But wow, I mean, I'm so intimately involved in all this. I've been in the crosshairs that I have a lot of selfish things I want to know his view on. But Kyle Serafin, KyleSerafin.com, does his own show as well. Finish up with J6, the branding of Americans as terrorists. Where do you think the deep state's going with this? What do you think is going to happen to Trump? How do we peacefully fix this? They kept saying, oh, when we indict Trump, his approval rating will go down. It's backfired. I could tell them that's going to backfire. They seem to be in their own bubble. I don't want a civil war. I don't want a confrontation. But when your government's hijacked by criminals that are trying to put you in jail when they know you're innocent and they know the president's innocent, it's beyond being angry. Like you said, you really are. I'm impressed, because I couldn't think of the word. It's betrayal, and it's a feeling of just amazement. And also resolve to do something. And I appreciate your resolve. So I will shut up now. Just cover the waterfront, because you're a classic FBI agent. You come in with all these points and tell us what you know about each thing that happened. But as a citizen, as a father, as a veteran, we want, as a Christian, your 35,000 foot view and what you think we should do.
So I'm always really specific. I know the term deep state has a lot of following. Unfortunately, it's kind of what I would call an emotional word. So I tend to stay away from it. And I use the word administrative state. And I actually met with Vivek Ramaswamy the other day and talked to him about it. And he immediately was on board with using that terminology. And I think it's more accurate, because the deep state kind of conjures up this sexy kind of spy world, people handing off dossiers, you know, in a dark alleyway, or they're doing it in a parking garage, or the 90s X-Files with the cancer man and all this stuff, and people making decisions. The administrative state is actually much more nefarious, and it's far more insidious and more dangerous. It's a lot of people that don't know each other, that have independently aligned goals, and those goals are really simple. It's really the oldest thing of corruption that's ever been. It's to get a little bit more money on their pension and to be able to find themselves in a place where they are going to make a little bit more money, or they're going to have a better shot at a retirement gig. So government employees doing that are clearly the enemy, but we cannot rule out the fact that it takes every level. And I've been spending a bunch of time looking into the Holocaust, because I just think it's so important that we understand what has happened, the way things go. And basically it looks like this. You don't get the FBI knocking down the door of a pro-life activist or coming in and raiding a Mar-a-Lago without people saying yes, all the way down the line to the frontline agents, to the GS-13 guys like I was, who are knocking on the door and serving that warrant. So somebody has to come up with the idea. Somebody has to get it approved. Then it's got to go down to supervisors, who are going to go tell their people to go do it, draw up an ops plan, file the FD-888, which is the operations arrest warrant plan. And then they got to go do that thing, right? And so everybody's got to be on board all the way down the line. And I had a really front row seat to this with a supervisor who I thought was a great guy. And I have no personal qualms with the man at all. He was my boss. And what he said was, I basically agree with you and your stance on the vaccine mandates. But I've got alimony, and I've got a mortgage, and I got, you know, a new wife, and I've got to be able to pay my bills. And so I can't do this. And, you know, you're out to lunch. You're kind of out the door. That's what's going to happen to you. And when that is the case, and then they wrote some things about me that were pretty amazing. They said that I was an insider threat, that I was dangerous, that I was volatile, that I was, you know, kind of unhinged, and I was scaring my coworkers. So they did the natural thing that you would do when you find someone who's dangerous working for the FBI. You take them from something criminal matters. I used to work Indian crimes for my last gig. So I'm literally driving out to an Indian reservation and investigating like murders or suicides or domestic violence. And then they put me on a national security squad, because that's where you want your potential traitors. They put me on this thing. It's totally illogical. And you realize, like, it's absurd on its face. And so when they start doing things like that, they're tipping the hand that, look, everybody's on board. They all agree to it. And it doesn't mean that they're bad people. It means that their interests are aligned with just basically saving their skin, keeping their paychecks, moving towards that pension. We call it the golden handcuffs in the federal service. It's once you get to 10 years, you got another 10 years before you can retire. Like, you're kind of going to do everything. And so a lot of people are sticking around knowing that they're 18 months out from retirement, that they're, you know, 24 months away from getting a pension for the rest of their life. And it's a good pension, by the way. I mean, it's 50, 60 grand. Plus you get a true up from the Social Security piece of it. So they're making maybe $75,000 to $85,000 a year for life. And that's a hard thing to walk away from, knowing that you put in a decade or a decade and a half worth of service. And many of them started off in the right heart, but you know, they end up just serving the agency. And that's what's really dangerous, I would say. The other thing I'll say, and this is January 6th specific, and I think you can appreciate this. The FBI has a lot of sources. There's a piece in front of me that your folks printed out. Julie Kelly wrote it in American Greatness, and she talked about the FBI spends on average $40 million U.S. currency, and they paid in cash to their sources. Okay. So when you pay out your sources and you pay them out in cash, there are people that get paid more than people that get paid less. If you're reporting on the Hell's Angels, you might get $1,000. You might get $5,000, which includes some operational expenses. They'll pay for you to go to a trip. You can go to Sturgis or something. They'll buy you a motorcycle that's cheap and crappy or whatever that is. But if you're working the big deal cases where the big money is, you can get big time payouts. And we're talking six figures in cash, some people getting paid out annually. The American people got a little taste of that hearing about the Biden FD 1023 talking about the corruption scandal. And they said that this whistleblower has been paid upwards of $200,000 over the last 10 years. So that's $20,000 on average per year. And that's, you know, that's a very mid-level, you know, solid source, no question about it, somebody that's reliable and you want to pay them that kind of cash. But that is not professional source material. There are people that work in the domestic terrorism space that do this for a living. And they probably don't file it with the IRS, we can imagine. There's always this like wink and a nod moment when you pay somebody cash and you go, make sure you report it on your taxes, because that's how, you know, like, we're not responsible for that. That's the IRS's problem. The FBI pays in cash. And the reason why is because if we wrote a check, it would tie them back to us. So we're doing it for their safety and for their protection. But it's become the same thing where classification is now defending documents away from the American taxpayers' eyes. By keeping people on a cash payroll, you are keeping them away from the American people as well. They're not easily investigated or exposed. And the FBI fights tooth and nail for what they call sources and methods, keeping that away from people. So this is, a lot of this stuff needs to be reimagined. It's really dangerous. And they're incentivized to make cases. So this was my instinct about January 6th. You didn't need a big plan. What you needed was independent operators who are working on behalf of the Bureau in the domestic terrorism space, right? And they need to show up. And they need a case, because if there's a domestic terrorism case and a prosecution, that means that it justifies a big budget. Last year, it was something like $300 or $400 million for just international terrorism, you know, that was being funded. That's just for operations alone. That's for the investigations. That's not for salaries and everything else. That's for running these cases. And so that was for international terrorism. Similar budgets for domestic terrorism. If you don't meet the numbers, if you don't have that much casework, you don't get that money renewed the next time when Congress goes for it. You have to justify. And so here's something that'll blow your mind a little bit. The FBI projected that in 2022, they were going to disrupt, that's the word, it's a statistical accomplishment or a stat, they need to disrupt 600 domestic terrorist organizations, 600 counterterrorism investigations need to result in disruption, and they fell short. They fell short, and they only had 397. That was the claim that came back to Congress. So you have to believe, as the American taxpayer, that the FBI interrupted a terrorist operation every single day of the year and twice on every Sunday. That's the actual numbers. Yeah.
And that's why we have the classic cases of agents going in and like provocateuring stuff in like Michigan and trying to get idiots to go kidnap the governor. Because if you get them to just talk about it, now you've got that threat. Well, what about the statement that domestic terrorism is the number one threat? I mean, I look around and we do see some real domestic terrorism, like the black shopping center with the guy shooting people and whatever. It's terrible, but it's still pretty rare compared to everything else. And then I hear that there's just white supremacists running around murdering people everywhere. There's like a few examples I can find. Then I saw manipulation of crime statistics where if just a white person commits a crime, then they just call it terrorism. Or how's that work?
They're cherry picking data. So you're correct. It's a way of moving the stats around. It's a way of moving the numbers to facilitate a narrative. So You can have two things be true at once. You can have white supremacy-based terrorism, domestic terrorism, be incredibly rare, like lightning strike rare. And at the same time, it can also be the most dangerous and most prevalent version of domestic terrorism. But what we have to say is how big is that threat and how realistic is it that normal people are going to experience it? So here's the numbers. The FBI's own numbers said that for the last decade or so, there were 77 homicides that were specifically tied to white supremacist ideology. Okay, 77 homicides over about a decade. And then somebody else shared with me context, and that's the thing that's always missing in these reports. The context is about 90 people a year die because they've messed around with their lawnmower and they decided to participate in the Darwin Awards. So that's a really specific small number when you think about 77 over a period of a decade. But it is the highest piece of the biggest piece of that pie. That pie is just really, really small. Right? So they're playing with the numbers and they're playing on the emotional.
So they create a special little pie with special definitions.
Correct.
And then of course it's this rare thing in a rare pie. So what about this? You're a Christian, you're Catholic. I'm familiar with your work. Why would you, like, Catholics are like some of the nicest people I've ever known. Just, they're always, I mean, I'm going to stereotype, but Catholics are really nice family people. And to say, I mean, every time I go volunteer for something, it's like half Catholics there. To say that Catholics are this big terror threat with zero, like zero, while Catholic churches and pro-life centers are being attacked just everywhere, the left's running around burning billions down, shooting people, Democrats are saying mostly peaceful, they're doing plays about killing Trump, they're running around foaming at the mouth, Antifa's pointing guns at people, shooting people. I've driven through it in Austin where they're waving guns around.
Yep.
I mean, I had no idea I was driving down the road, just people with guns waving around. I mean, if I saw conservatives doing that one place, I'd say, don't act like this is terrible. But I'm sitting here as a Christian conservative knowing statistically we are like, you know, like concealed carry owners, like the best people there are. I'm not saying I'm a great person or perfect. That doesn't mean I don't look at a girl in a short skirt. But at the end of the day, to say that Catholics and Christians are running around like demons, but MS-13 are all God's children, it's just preposterous. Why would the Justice Department jump the shark and wake up people? Because here's the deal. I don't know if the FBI knows how hated they are now. I don't know if the Justice Department knows they're doing all this dirty work for crazy people that march kids around at naked pedophile parades. I mean, it's like the government's committing suicide. Why is it doing it? I'm ranting here.
Yeah, part of it is I don't think they are aware. I think you're correct. And I just was talking to one of the gentlemen in the studio here. It's like they don't actually know. My buddies and I that are whistleblowers, there's a guy named Steve Friend, there's a guy named Garrett O'Boyle, they've all been in front of Congress, my buddy George Hill, guys I never met when I was actually working for the Bureau, we've come together, we've sort of coagulated afterwards because we got to stick together because there's not very many of us so we can watch each other's backs. And one of the things we realize is we send this meme back and forth, but it's always like, you know, FBI agents looking at each other going, are we the bad guys? Right. And they don't know. They really don't know that they're being the bad guys. And that but then at the same time, we know they sort of do know that because they're putting out these statements saying every field office needs to do a headcount and accountability. This is something you do in the military, what they call a recall roster, to make sure that everybody is safe every weekend. And we want to hear the first instances of any threat needs to go directly to headquarters. So they do actually sort of know, but they don't accept it. They don't emotionally know it. They sort of like intellectually know that they're acting like the bad guys. And the reason why they do it is this. The reason why you're going to come after Catholics specifically, that was your original question, is because you need to balkanize, you need to factionalize, you need to break things into parts. There's that, and I can't think of the guy's name anymore, I know he's a German, that said basically, you know, they came for the communists, they came for the socialists, they came for the fill in the blanks, and it wasn't me, and so I just let it happen. They are coming for the radical traditional Catholics, that's a made up term by the way, that's not a thing that's real, but they're coming for the Catholics, because you look at yourself and you go, well, I'm not a radical traditional Catholic, I go to a mass that doesn't do Latin. Okay. Now they've got their foot in the door. It's a pry bar to come after all Christianity because the things that
you're totally right. Let me explain this to people that don't understand it. Hitler did this first.
That's correct.
You pick a major group, then you say, oh, it's only a certain group that's extreme in that. And when the group doesn't stand up for their own group, now the whole group's demonized.
Correct.
And now the whole group can be attacked. So exactly. So it's not just dividing groups against each other. It's dividing major blocks against themselves and letting the Justice Department, run by a bunch of crazy leftists, define what a Catholic is and what it isn't. You've now made the government the head of the church. It's very, very slick.
No, it's really smooth. I mean, it's a thing. And here's the fun part about it. We know that the person who wrote that document was, in fact, a Catholic intelligence analyst. I've got some access to information, so I did. It's a young man that graduated college recently. He went to Georgetown University, which is a Catholic university. It's a Jesuit university. And the Jesuits are kind of a radical fringe within the Catholics on the liberal side of things. They are very left-leaning. They believe in a thing that's called liberation theology, which is essentially Marxism that's wearing Christianity, wearing Catholicism. And so that's who you have.
Wokeism.
Yeah, it 100% is. A lot of those guys cut their teeth in Latin America where things were unjust, but that doesn't mean that you can come to the United States and move Marxism into us. So they were basically drawing a line around one thing, okay? It's their positions on abortion, their positions on the sort of gender ideology / LGBTQ agenda, and their border security positions. Those things were the reasons that they said that these radical traditional Catholics, again, that's kind of trademarked to the Bureau, their own made up term, these RTCs, were fertile breeding grounds for white supremacy recruitment. But if that's the case, right, if that is the case, that these particular stances on these public issues make you a potential white supremacist, that's not just all Catholics. It's all Christians. And like I said, it's a pry bar to get into mainstream religion. And my take on it is, and this may be a little bit nuanced, but I think that we are seeing in real time right now progressive leftism, which meets all the categorical definitions of Title VII as a religion.
It's the new religion.
It is a religion. And it's a religion without God.
Although they now officially say it's a religion. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you are just dead on and so impressive. We've only got do five more in the next hour, then I'm going to bring my other special guests in here. But please come back. It's so gracious you're here. Please get us in touch with all the other amazing whistleblowers. Very impressed. I'd love to think of the FBI as a bunch of men and women like you. I would get behind that. Smart, caring, intelligent, nuanced. That's what we need, not a bunch of people carrying out a leftist takeover ideology. But in the 10 minutes we have left, when the full audience is there, some stations don't care that first five. Cover the waterfront, other things that need to be hit on, where you think this Trump thing's going, what we do to save this country. Because if America goes down, the world's going down. I mean, just as a citizen, as a father, as a Christian, what do you think we should do?
All right, so big pieces here. 702 FISA's got to go. Look, we may not have the political energy. There may not be a conservative movement to get rid of the Bureau. I'm okay with that. I understand it. I think it should probably go. I think it's tarnished the brand and the badge to the point where, you know, if you went and bought a salad brand and you got sick with E. coli or a family member died, you wouldn't go back and buy that again. They'd have to change the name. So that's probably what should happen to a group like the FBI at this point, but I don't think it will. So FISA 702 is incredibly dangerous. I'll break it down for your audience very simply. As someone who used 702 FISA, there are two versions of the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Part of it is something that we use domestically on people that are confirmed to be either tied to an intelligence agency or they're part of a foreign terrorist organization. They're kind of liberal with that definition. It goes in front of a secret court. That's the whole thing they did going after Carter Page and Trump. That's the quote unquote full FISA. 702 is something else altogether. And while a full FISA takes weeks and sometimes months to put together, A 702 FISA can be done in a morning. I've done them in the morning. Literally, before noon, I'm filing it and we're getting it approved, you know, within a couple of days. And what it targets are non-US persons, okay, that are non-US based. So imagine fill in the blank country and a spy from that country. We can go get a 702 on them. When we do so, we're going to get all the information and all the things they touch on U.S. telecom services. That's going to be emails. That's going to be phone calls. If they have unencrypted Skype, all that stuff. That all gets out there. We can bring it into a little, program called DWS and we can read it and we can look at it and we can find out what they're doing. Here's the problem. When you have an FBI agent, their actual job is not special agent. That's not a real thing. Their job is criminal investigator. So they are looking for that thing. They are looking for crimes. All of us are. That's the way we think. And so they're going to go after and try to find the U.S. citizens that are actually involved in that net with this particular spy who's documented as a spy. And we want to find out what Americans are talking to them. Okay? But that's expressly illegal. Under the 702 statute, underneath the FISA, it's called reverse targeting, and it's illegal. So imagine you've got people from take your pick, TSA, right? They're going to send everybody through a metal detector. You're going to use the metal detector. Everyone's got to walk through, and you're not allowed to bring a gun on an airplane. But the TSA also has this other problem. You're not allowed to use the metal detector to find guns, but don't let anyone bring a gun on the plane. You can't do it. You can't use that tool in a lawful way. And so 702 FISA is the basics of it. The longer mission of it is, we should be getting rid of the domestic intelligence mission for the FBI. If it's going to be another agency altogether, great. If it's not going to happen at all, I think that's better. I'm pro-freedom. And then the last real piece that we can do actionably, and this is what people can actually do, Go out and meet your local sheriff. Go out and meet the law enforcement people that are in your world, and you need to convince them to stay away from federal task force. We need to have a 10th Amendment revolution in this country. That's the only way that this war stays bloodless. We're already in a war. You know, it's a fifth generation war. Your channel has been well ahead of the curve by calling it InfoWars. 5GW is a real thing. It's been going on for a long time. People always talk about the quote unquote PSYOP. The PSYOP is a battle. 5GW is the war. And we are dealing with a civil war that is right now, you know, going after everybody. So how do we fix that? You do it locally and you get the federal government out of our local law enforcement. That's the weapon. That's the teeth of the federal government to touch you in a meaningful way. So pull out a task force that have the IRS, pull out of the DEA task force. You don't need local sheriffs and you don't need sheriff's deputies. You don't need local police departments doing that. And that happens by you agitating, you know, at the base level in your own community and try to keep these things away. And when the federal government is neutered in that way, and it is a big neutering, if you go listen to what the ATF director said the other day, Merrick Garland said it a number of times, we can't do our jobs unless we get local law enforcement support. So take that support away. We actually have the ability to do things like that. So that is something that we can do to keep this bloodless.
Let me shift gears just a minute. Just as a citizen, but also former FBI agent, what do you see with the obvious persecution of Trump that they admit it? They send these special units to do it. It's ridiculous. And now they're going to try to indict him. They're saying for J6. Yeah. Just totally bizarre. Democrats have created alternate delegates before. They've challenged elections before. They were following set deals. What do you think about Jack Smith? I mean, he was really shaken in his one little statement the day after he indicted Trump, or the day of. I mean, is there a gun to his head? I mean, how are they getting this guy to do this? I know he was trained over at the UN as one of their prosecutors, but I mean, this is backfiring with everybody. And now they're saying more indictments. I mean, you're just saying the FBI is disconnected. Where do you see this going?
I think that they've pretty much confirmed that Trump's going to be the nominee by doing this kind of stuff. It's kind of like the Harry Potter thing, right? Like they chose their enemy and they ordained him to be the thing that they wanted him to be. And now he's going to have all the spotlight of it. And Trump, you know, he's a mud monster. He's going to soak up all this stuff. That's not going to hurt the Trump brand to people that love Trump. And it's also going to make people look at it and go, that is very unfair. The American people do not like to see fundamental unfairness. And so if people are at least open-minded enough to see that this is totally outside the bounds, that's what needs to be hammered, at least on the any alternative media needs to be explaining. You know, the mainstream media is full on accepting the spoon-fed narrative from the Justice Department, from the Biden administration, which I think are really, really dangerous stuff. So we need to just hammer home.
And Fox's
totally
ratings
bizarre.
Are down almost 60%. Sorry to interrupt. Fox is down 60%.
Yep.
Anheuser-Busch has lost 40-something billion. Target, or 20-something billion. Target, 20-something billion. They are falling apart in front of us, and they just keep like zombies attacking no matter what.
Yep. They don't know any better. I'll tell you this, Alex. This is the thing that I think is really important. A lot of people get what they call black-pilled. We've had a lot of people sort of open their eyes up and be red-pilled in the world. And, you know, I always believe that there's a lot of hope. And the reason why I think there's hope is because in 2020 and in 2021, the federal government and all the mechanisms behind it that were corrupted and they were doing things like, you know, working with big tech, we've seen all that stuff. But people saw it with their own eyes. The goalposts were moved in real time. They skipped probably 10 years worth of slow progressive marching. And they said, we've got a moment. We're going to press our advantage. And everybody saw it. And so people have opened their eyes up in a way that was not common before that because it was much more incremental. It was much more insidious. And since that's happened, it gives everybody in the, you know, that just wants a free America, that just wants to be left alone so we can raise our kids the way we want and, you know, teach them the things that we think are our values. It's given us an opportunity and a break in that action to really disrupt the cycle of indoctrination. So that's a big deal to me. It keeps me hopeful. It doesn't mean I don't go to bed defeated almost every night. I do. I'm exhausted. You know, you put all this stuff out here in front of me and this stuff is what I do for free for a while. And now I'm getting paid to do it. And so that's even better. But, you know, the message is that there is hope because all this struggle is worth it. You know, my wife is pregnant right now and she signs on for it too. She's like, you got to get to work. You've got to talk to people. She's got all my kids at a OB appointment right now. And I'm coming to talk to you.
Let me interrupt you. When you say you do it to be paid, they'll say, I paid you to come on and say this. You have your own popular show.
Correct.
Everybody
exactly.
Should check you out at 100%. KyleSerafin.com. But listen, I want to say this. I've known FBI agents growing up. They're friends with my family and had them come to the office and ask questions. Seem like nice gals and people, but you've seen the quality go down over the years. More and more political, you know, more and more slob-like. In the old days when I was a kid, the FBI agents came over to play chess with my dad. We're like really smart, cool guys. And so you've seen the lowering of quality across the board. But you seem like a really smart, slick guy. By slick, very well spoken. Are you the exception or kind of the midline? And I mean, I would say no wonder they were upset by you because you were in there challenging their narratives. I mean, I'm not kissing your ass. You just seem like a really smart guy because I'm immersed in this and we're just clicking. Everything you're saying is actually teaching me a lot because I already know what's going on, but I'm actually learning something. With a lot of guests, I don't learn anything. I'm learning a lot today. And so are you the average at the FBI or where would you place yourself in understanding?
You know, to be candid, I don't think I'm the average anywhere I go. So I just kind of say that. And it's not very humble to say, but I think it's accurate. But I'm not unique within the FBI. There's a lot of very talented people, but a lot isn't the majority by any means. There's a lot of, you know, there's also a fair number of people, you know, that are below average, for FBI standards. Figure FBI agents go in, they're probably 75th percentile capabilities in most places and above. So, you know, you're going to have one percenters in there, but you're going to have 75th percenters. I had a guy in my class whose last job, he was a, you know, unarmed security guard at the Detroit Zoo. He's still an agent. He probably doesn't have any problems. I've got other friends that were special operations guys and, you know, they're highly capable and they probably run into problems because they're outside the box thinkers. They're gray area guys. So it's not all that common, but we're not unique either.
All right. 5 more minutes. Very impressive. See, good guys in the FBI blowing the whistle. We'll be right back. We have more experts coming as well, this time from the NSA.
2 of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. 2 separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. 1 is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's BrainForce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. You wanted to plug BrainForce. Do you like BrainForce?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatbing. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use BrainForce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is BrainForce. I'll take BrainForce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that BrainForce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, and TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Quick, we really appreciate Kyle Serafin of KyleSerafin.com, former FBI agent, major whistleblower, joining us. I'm about to move my other guests who are in studio in here. So I'm going to let him host the next 5 minutes, sir. You'll close out this 5 minutes. You're a talk show host. You can do it. And if you need me to pop in, I'll be sitting right here. But Kyle Serafin, you've got the last 4.5 minutes here.
I really appreciate it. And Alex, thanks for sharing your audience with me. It's appreciated in a big way. I think it's really important that people don't give up hope. I think that it's important that people understand that this is a conflict and it's a bloodless conflict right now. We are in a non-kinetic war, kinetic being the movement and the, you know, using actual ordnance, using weapons. We are using the mind right now. We're using the microphone. We're using public communications. We're on Twitter. We're on True Social. We're on these places, social media, and we are pushing back against an agenda. It's very critical that people understand that while those things are kind of not real, right? There's just, this is our fellow Americans from, and a lot of them are bots and coming in from other places. But it is a fight for the narrative, and it's a fight for putting truth out there. We've got a couple of good footholds in there that we can use. And I really encourage people not to give up hope. I keep running into people that do it. And every time I talk about them, they get fired up again. We need to continue to keep each other motivated to share information that's, one, true. Two, we need to be nuanced in our approaches. We need to be, watching our rhetoric for emotional language, which I'm always kind of cautious of. Alex, I'm more built like you. I tend to get like really fired up and I tend to say things that are more emotionally charged. But if we're really smart about this thing, the people that are in the middle that need to be won over, they need to hear balanced, intelligent, articulate thoughts. They need to hear the truth in a way that is non-inflammatory, and they need to be given an opportunity without being attacked to be able to join, you know, at least common cause with most of it. I heard Vivek Ramaswamy in front of a bunch of libertarians the other day. He said something really, really critical, I think. He said, if you agree with 75% of what I say, then we're on the same team. And that's really it. America is the same team. It's always been, it's still the best place to live in this world. As far as I could tell, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I have traveled. I've seen what kind of threats exist in other nations. I've worked with friends who are working counterintelligence when it comes to, global threats and so on. And I don't want to raise my kids in any other environment. But I would love to raise my kids like 30 or 40 years ago the way I was raised, because that was a much better America. It was much more homogenous, and we all understood that there were these same values. Right now, we're fighting against sort of leftist values, and they are incredibly dangerous. So we have to do so in a way that's both fair, but we cannot pull punches. We cannot walk away from the truth because it's inconvenient or because it's not palatable or because it doesn't pull well. I had somebody tell me the other day, we can't quote Hitler because it's a third rail. No, that's incorrect. That's false. We have to do that sort of thing. We have to engage where the battle is. And if people are acting like Hitler, then we need to expose it. And of course, the left has no problem. The political left has no problem right now, declaring that all of their opponents are, in fact, Hitlerian. We all remember the Orange Man Bad situation. This is what they declared about Trump. And it's obviously untrue. So we've got to continue to push the envelope where it is, in ways that are fair, in ways that are just, in ways that are truthful and honest, and in ways that are also, respectful, except when it doesn't need to be respectful. A great analogy would be the way that Patrick Swayze's character did in Roadhouse. People do something to you,
where you need me,
and you be nice. You do, they say something else, and you be nice. You continue to move them along nicely until it's time to not be nice. And there are plenty of times that we're all going to see when it's time to not be nice, but we need to be smart about when that is. We need to be judicious with our aggression, which can be mostly verbal right now, luckily. And people need to act locally. Like I said, they need to go to their sheriff's departments. They need to make these things happen. We are not beyond the pale. We are not beyond a place where we can be recovered, but it's going to take some really tough times. My good friend George Hill, who was an FBI whistleblower and testified in front of Congress, he brought forward some stuff about Bank of America. People have seen it. One of the things he said was that right now we are in a stagnant air situation and there's a cold front coming in. And, when cold fronts come in, you get aggressive weather. You get storms.
Tornadoes.
Yep. All these things can happen. And guess what? At the end of it, you wake up in the morning.
Kyle, very, very impressive, my friend. Thank you so much. You give me a lot more hope. And when I see the FBI agents up there in Congress, it gives me hope. And I just hope the establishment pulls back with their arrogance before it's too late for everybody, because this is the unstoppable force meets the immovable object, and Amen. It's going to be explosive if people don't get some sanity now. KyleSeraphin.com. God bless you. Be safe, and hopefully we can talk again soon, and hopefully you can come back to Austin and I can shake your hand. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet. I'd love to.
Smart guy, folks. Wow. Type of guys like that built this country, and now we're overrun by a bunch of pedophiles. We've got to... Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, when I came here last week and had time to actually be at the River Church with the great Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, Revival.com, I got to meet a lot of people that I didn't know, a lot of amazing people. Thousands and thousands and thousands have come through here, just even when they're not having church. But I already knew who Pastor J.C. Hall was. I already knew his wife is a constitutional lawyer, Chris Ann Hall, because I've promoted and seen their constitutional sheriff's film. You just heard the last guest, huge whistleblower FBI agent, saying this is the answer. And so I wanted to get them on. But then talking to her husband, I'd seen him on air before, but I wasn't familiar with his background. He was telling me that he agreed with my analysis last weekend on the whole Russia attempted coup by Prigozhin. And I said, oh, really? Why? And then he sent me his bio. He speaks fluent Russian, and he worked in the United States Navy. He worked at the NSA. It would take an hour to go over his whole bio, but he was actually over, you know, some of the programs there, over the training, and he's really, really smart. A lot of points on that. So I wanted to bring this fella in here with his wife because I was first wanting to get her on, and then I started talking to him. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So he's sitting right next to me. She's sitting right over there. Pastor J.C. Hall and Chris Ann Hall are with us. A lot of points to go over, a lot to talk about. But just first off, ending that last interview, you guys were sitting over there in the dark of the studio as the studio audience. What did you make of Kyle Serafin? I've seen him in front of Congress. I knew he was one of the main whistleblowers. But, man, that guy was very smart, very impressive, because I'm immersed in this. So are you. And so we do this full time. We know when we hear and we talk to so many people in the government, they don't even seem to know what planet they're on. If they knew, they'd be really concerned like we are. This guy was really dialed in, and he was saying a lot of folks are dialed in. So that was really hopeful for me.
Yeah. It's encouraging.
What did you think?
Well, you know, I have the opportunity to actually work sometimes with FBI agents. I actually had an FBI agent just sitting in my office a few weeks ago, and I looked her straight in the eye and I said, what do you think about all of these misconducts, all this misdeed being brought forward about the FBI? I mean, how do you find it yourself able to go to work every day knowing that the public perception is the FBI is this completely rogue, corrupt agency? And she told me, I'll be honest with you, there are days where I cry every day. But she says, I still believe there's only one thing I've ever wanted to do. This is what I wanted to do. This is the call on my life. And I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, to the clearest of my conscience, regardless of the bad players that are giving us bad press.
Well, and we're seeing hundreds of whistleblowers, thousands total across the government come out. I don't know how the system's going to survive this. I think they know they're all going to jail at the top. The Clinton, Obama, New World Order crime machine, the Klaus Schwab crime machine, the Bill Gates crime machine. So they have really, the answer is they don't have any other choice. So historically, this is going to get bad, but it's going to get better after that. Your take on that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you look back at the origin history of the FBI, and we get to the church committee hearings and you start to see these reforms and different things they did. It's almost like we're rewinding the clock. We've gone back to the J. Edgar Hoover days of the FBI. So you have it's so corrupt and leadership at the top. And we run into people like that. There's still good people trying to do the right thing, trying to be, you know, that are patriots, that love America, but they're stuck in this organization with absolutely totally corrupt to the core leadership
that is defending all the corruption.
Absolutely. And have no, like, back the J. Edgar Hoover, have no restraint, spy on citizens, lock them up, destroy their lives, go after them for these political motivations. It's unreal what we're seeing.
It is. Your take on Trump and McCarthy saying he's finally going to try to impeach the attorney general. That's what we need to see. But I mean, this is making Trump explode in popularity every time they indict him to record numbers never before seen. And they're still going to indict him more. They're crazy.
Well, it is really lunacy because we have seen throughout Trump's career, every attack on Trump has always empowered his base, lifted his popularity. I mean, we've actually seen the fact that people who come out of the woodwork say, hey, I'm libertarian. I'm a Democrat. I don't like what's being done with Trump. I'm going to support Trump because I don't want a government that could maybe do that same thing to me. And that's really where we're at. I mean, as a constitutional attorney who's been steeped in this for over a decade now, I can tell you very clearly that what the FBI is doing to Donald Trump, they've been doing to everyday Americans at least since 2001 in the Patriot Act, right? But now everybody's saying and seeing and feeling, if they can do this to someone as high profile as Donald Trump, then what's to stop them from doing it to me?
Absolutely.
And it's really shining the light everywhere.
By the way, Donald Trump is a Boy Scout. Mm-hmm. I know people that have known him well his whole life, other than the women thing. He literally is by the book. He's not stupid. You're not going to get this. I mean, it's just crazy with all his enemies that they've done all the fake impeachments, all the fake garbage, and literally none of it's true. So shifting gears into the Russia thing, we've now had some time to look at Prigozhin, what happened. I agree with the analysts like Tony Schaefer, Colonel Schaefer. I agree with them that I don't think the U.S. government was backing Prigozhin. He went crazy, tried to grab the power himself. Now, the left and Biden tried to jump on the bandwagon and say, we'll be for Prigozhin now, which is even more ridiculous. But Pastor J.C. Hall, in your more recent incarnation, the last decade or so, an amazing pastor, amazing church, the word you do, GodGunsLiberty.com, GodGunsLiberty.com, got to love that URL. You've got an amazing background and bio at the U.S. Navy, the National Security Agency, teaching people how to literally in the Cold War fight the Russians and beyond. You're an instructor at the prestigious Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California, on and on. I'm not going to go over your whole background, expert on the Marxist for three decades. You're a Russia expert. That's what you worked in these agencies. Give us your expert take.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right on target. I'm hearing you the other day, and I listened to so many that talking, like, it sounds like they don't know what they're talking about. And then I heard you in the interview, and you said, the Russians, they're all together until the knives come out. And that's exactly right. I saw this whole episode as very typical Russian. When you look back in their history, Russians respect, a strong leader in power. There's really no populist sentiment in Russia. It's they got to have a strong leader, who's just going after it. And so this is how power swap, the next alpha predator rises up and takes it by force. So I think you have Prigozhin, who's gone along and built himself, billionaire restaurateur and all this big background, connected with the casinos and the mafia and the oligarchs, got close to Putin. And he became convinced of his own legend. And he's out there on the front with his mercenary group, fighting and he's kind of a hero in his own mind and just decided, I'm going to rise up. I'm going to go punish the military leadership of Russia. Now, he never came out and specifically targeted Putin in his work. He never said, I'm going to overthrow Putin. He talked particularly about the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff of the Army in Russia. And he was basically coming, he said, to bring justice.
And they said that was part of the deal, that the head of the military would have to be fired. He's suddenly not in his military uniform. He's suddenly in a suit.
So it's kind of like, sketchy, like what's going to happen. I thought it very odd and interesting to where Prigozhin's never said Putin's name, but then Putin never said Prigozhin's name. So even when Putin came out after the fact and these are traitors that did this, he never mentioned Prigozhin specifically. So it's a weird thing. They have this long connection. And even as Putin's speaking about it, it's like he was trying to give Prigozhin space to save face or whatever. But then at the same time, for a Russian leader, he can't show weakness. Like, he's in the position where he's got to do something.
I'm surprised they didn't attack that highway of death more.
Yeah.
But I can see Putin's statement that he didn't want to have Russians killing Russia.
Right.
So this shows me just how dangerous the whole thing's out of control a year and a half in.
Correct.
Well, as a Russia expert, a guy that did this for decades inside the government, that taught classes on it in the government, just other angles or the whole Ukraine war, where you see this going?
There are a lot of questions now, right? You have to think about, you saw Prigozhin with 25,000 troops apparently marching on Moscow. So you think, okay, who are they supporting? They're behind him. He's rolling into Rostov on the Don. The regular soldiers are embracing him. The people are embracing him. Putin comes out and, he's spinning this thing of everybody was united and everybody stood together, but that's not what happened. So you have to wonder, how does this affect the cohesion within the Russian military, even within the Russian society, Russian political system? Wonder how much is it now fractured? And then as incompetent as it seems the military regular army leadership has been, now you have this split within the troops. How is this going to affect how this conflict's being prosecuted. And then obviously you throw in the ingredients of who all that the West is funding, throwing money at. Are they now trying to funnel money into Russian forces to take advantage of what they see as these fractures? So I think you really see, which is very typical of CIA and these Western forces, of a tremendous disruption, which is scary when you create these fractures, take advantage of the fractures, because you're talking about a major nuclear power with some insane hardliners sitting in the shadows around Putin, ready to take control, who all have said, including Prigozhin, that they want to literally nuke the West, nuke Europe, nuke the United States. So I think this thing has actually brought us to a more dangerous position, whereas Russia is concerned. If Putin is now seen as weaker, so there are a lot of people, despite what the narrative of the West is, there are so many hardline Russians, former Soviets in there that are so much more crazy than they portray Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is a moderate compared to somebody like Prigozhin and the rest of these hardliners. So I think gotten more dangerous.
That's what I was saying Saturday and Sunday, that you said you agree with. And now I even see mainline analysts going, well, we probably, that's got to be, the establishment's just out of their minds if they think because that's what I've heard from the churches that you guys are in contact with, and also the numbers I've seen. I've talked to some Russian Americans. They know. They say the Russians are mad at Ukraine and want more war and want war with, and are like, and it's like 80-90% of the Russians are ready to go.
Listen, people don't get it. This is all Russia and Ukraine has known for 1,500 years. I mean, go study the history. There's never been a time they didn't hate each other or had some wars, whatever. So this is cultural now. It's almost an ingrained cultural.
It's like Crips and Bloods.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know how you dial this back. Especially with NATO and the West, they're provoking and stirring things up.
It's very dangerous.
So I don't know. I don't know, outside of total annihilation and just insane bloodshed that then could bring us to the edge of World War III, which I suspect is probably what some of them want. I don't know how you pull this back. We've got to get out of
it. Medvedev a month ago said, let's just have a nuclear war. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Russians aren't the same. The Russian political psyche. It's not the same as Western politics, and I don't think most people comprehend that. We try to put this Western perspective and lay that over on Russian politics and Russian thinking and Russian culture, and it just doesn't work.
Why do you think Biden came out finally yesterday and said, we were not involved and we're not involved?
You know, it's weird, because every time Biden says something, I think probably the opposite is true. So maybe the reason he said we're not involved is because they were involved.
Why do you think the globalists overthrew Ukraine 9 years ago and have been obviously starting this? I mean, why did they think in the end this would be good for anybody? Because I don't think the globalists, I mean, we have a real nuclear war, obviously. It's going to lead to all the way to 43 on the Rand Corporation threat chart of total nuclear war, nuclear winter, 5 billion dead.
Well, one thing I can say for sure, you look back at Soviet history and Cold War history, when the collapse of the Berlin Wall happened, collapse of the Soviet Union happened. This is a great opportunity, right? That was supposed to be the end goal of the Cold War. So it's a great opportunity for the West to say, okay, let's bring Russia into the first world. Let's bring Russia into the fold. Let's have an ally. Let's have a peaceful world. But the fact of the matter is, the war machine of the West didn't see it that way. They wanted total domination. We got to go in and take out Moscow, take out Russia. That's the last piece. And so there was never really a backing off of for the Western powers in the Cold War.
It wasn't.
The Cold
it's crazy.
War never ended for the.
And it's
people.
Crazy how history repeats. Napoleon goes, he's got to run everything. Hitler goes in there, he's got to run everything. And now the globalists are doing it again.
Exactly.
See, that's not smart.
They never let off. And you think about, and they hate to hear that, you know, NATO making the promise, we won't go any further. And then you look at all of a sudden these reports, oh my goodness, Putin's stationing troops on the border. Like, look, you've rolled all the way up to his borders. Ukraine's like the last piece of land that NATO doesn't occupy. What did you think was going to be his reaction? That'd be like North Korea is in Canada, is in Mexico. Don't you think we would deploy troops to the border? Of course we would.
Well, the United States would attack it.
So we've provoked Putin, and we've provoked this very thing that we're seeing happening over there. The West provoked this. And they're still provoking it. They're still stoking the fire. They don't care about all the Ukrainian lives being lost, the Russian lives being lost.
And isn't it crazy how they've turned leftists, who one of the few good things they were good for is they were against wars, at least.
Anti-war.
And now they love it.
Right.
They love it. Like in Egypt, a Russian tourist got eaten by a shark right off the shore, and they're all celebrating a Russian got eaten. They don't even know if he's, I mean, it's just crazy.
I think it shows that the power and the danger of this ideological brainwashing time that we've entered into. It's no longer about look at the facts, analyze what's going on, think. It's whatever the tribe says, whatever the tribe points you to, we're going to do that, damn the consequences. And so you have this blind tribalism.
A cult.
It's a cult. So where it used to be we're against war in principle, now, you know, as long as it's somebody that our tribe wants to kill, we're for that.
Sean Penn has said we should have a nuclear war. It's just survivable. He knows nothing. Amazing. Pastor J.C. Hall, GodGunsLiberty.com. Can't forget that. Let's bring your amazing constitutional lawyer wife into this. What's your view about all this? You also, you actually, that's how you met him. We're trained in the military on this as well. So you know a little bit about this as well.
I'm just a little bit more curious about the money that went to fund this whole protest, right? You've got a protest against the Russian military leadership, which is actually a coup. Right. It's actually a rising up with military forces. And now we know $10 billion of our dollars went to this.
It's a real insurrection.
It is. Oh, yeah. Right. It's a real insurrection as opposed to January 6th, which was a real protest. Now we have a real insurrection that's being called a protest just because it's not here and it's not our government.
You gotta love it. Missile shooting down planes, tank wars. That's a protest. But then somebody stealing Nancy Pelosi's beer is the end of the world.
Right, exactly. Not only that, we have to persecute and prosecute people that were invited into the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., yet we fund, our money funds the actual bombing and the actual.
And let's not glaze over that. They sent $3 billion extra a month ago and $6 million they forgot about. And they're now saying it looks like it was somehow involved in this. Oh, my goodness. Well, if that's true, Prigozhin's not going to be alive very long in Belarus.
Yeah, that's the sort of next thing, because you look at, you know, anybody sort of crossed Putin. He ends up taking him out within months or a few years. And then, you know, like I said, he's a Russian leader, and how the public in Russia is going to look at this. You're weak if you don't do something about it.
That's right. So if Prigozhin isn't dead in a couple of weeks, then somebody might make another trial on Putin.
Yeah, Putin either has to fire the two military leaders that Prigozhin, you know, was mad about. But then that makes him look weak that he's taking orders from Prigozhin.
So he fires them and kills Prigozhin.
Or he keeps them and kills Prigozhin, or he fires both of them and kills Prigozhin. Like, look, I'm the top dog. I'm killing everybody. And then the Russians are going to go, yay, we have our strong leader back.
Yeah, so then he'll probably fire the generals and then kill Prigozhin.
That would be the very Russian leader thing to do.
But maybe Putin's trying to change things. I'm not saying he's a good guy.
It's quite possible. We were debating about that driving up here. Like, what's going on? Maybe Putin's changed. Has Russian society changed? But it's very odd for him to be really silent about Prigozhin. Never say his name. I know they were close buds, you know, but it's odd for him to be inactive. Right? He's not firing these two guys. He's not taking out Prigozhin. He's just forgiving everybody. It's not going to be criminally prosecuted. So it's a really strange scenario. It makes me want to think if he's going to operate in typical Russian way, then something's, so he's planning something behind the scenes. Somebody's going to get taken out.
All right. Well, what about, you talk about 1200, 1500 years. I'm not a huge Russian expert, but I've read five or six books about it. Few hundred articles. It's very interesting. Slav the Great is what it translated into, that founded Russia, 1,000 years ago in Ukraine. And they've stopped and been overrun by the Mongols and by the Muslims and by the Huns. And then they're attacked by everybody. So anybody that didn't fight or didn't organize behind each other has been killed. 27 million or whatever it was, Russians died in World War II. So you talk about it. I mean, it is true that Russia is the battleground between East and West constantly. And then now they've got the biggest nuclear weapons force in the world with submarines off our coast. This is insane. But looking at Russian history, is Russia cursed? Like, all 1,000 years being attacked constantly? Or is it just geographically where they are?
This is a great question. There's actually a great book called Prisoners of Geography that I highly recommend in the section on Russia there, and it talked about that. Very insightful. If you look at how Russia responded to the Ukraine, you know, it had to do with they have no warm water port open to the sea. And so, you know, you cut off Sevastopol in the Black Sea over there. They're seriously exposed. And then that area of Ukraine, you know, you have this.
So NATO knowingly put them in a position where they had to.
They know that. Like Russia historically knows how it's physically exposed, unless it has that space of Ukraine all the way to that mountain range that creates the bottleneck. Otherwise, it's open plain all the way to Moscow. So you start, you know, the West starts working in Ukraine. You have this idiot clown who they elect president starts saying, oh, you know, we're going to join the EU.
When he's not playing the piano with his penis.
And so he, it's like the guy's such a moron that he's signaling to, Russia that now your only geographical projection or protection, we've now joined the other side. And as you say, the West knows this and NATO knows this basically exposed belly of Russia, and it has them feeling like, you know, we're vulnerable. So Putin had to do something. Putin, this thing with Ukraine, there's no way that it could not have happened with what NATO and the West was doing.
And then George Soros goes 5 years ago and Fareed Zarqawi and brags that he and the State Department did all this. And he called himself the Tsar of Russia. Just so how is it going for the globalist? Is it going well? Is it going bad? Why do they want World War III? How do you think this ends?
I don't think it's going well for them. I feel like they see where they're failing so much. But that very sense of their failure, I think, is what has made them dangerous.
Talking about Russia.
And desperate. Russia and the globalists.
The whole thing.
The globalists. The whole plan. You know, when you feel like you're failing, when you feel like the walls are closing
and both sides
feel
like that.
Yes. Then it makes a more dangerous situation.
And again, I'm no analyst like you from the NSA and the military, but I said this before it even started. I mean, you can look at this mess. That's how it always ends over there.
Exactly. That's all they know. I'm telling you, it's all they know. It's all that's it's ever been. And they're about that protection. You can't make Putin or these guys feel vulnerable. They're going to react.
If in your grandparents' day, a third of the people died. I mean, you would be like completely, you know. And Putin talks about the Russian experience of that. And don't you know, we're not going to stop. And that's how the Russian thing goes. They always get beat at first and they win in the end.
Correct. They're not just going to roll over.
And this time it's nuclear weapons. Do you think the globalists can be stopped? Is there any tactics? You guys got any ideas on it? We got to go to break. We're going to come back and talk about ways to stop. And then we're talking about liberty in America and how we get our country back from the pedo world. And they notice Russia's saying they're against that as well. So it's quite a time to be alive. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical / supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, all of our broadcasts are informative, and I'm really proud of them all, or let's just say satisfied. But this one's been particularly amazing. I've got to really give us some great headlines today once we posted the Mandel video. All the guests have been just incredible. Hard to top the last two guests, but you know, I think we're giving a run for its money here in the fourth hour. Today, don't forget Owen Schroyer. Political prisoner, not in jail yet, but they're trying to put him in there. We'll be hosting the War Room coming up in about 30 minutes, about 27 minutes at InfoWars.com/show. Now, I got so focused last hour and so focused that I didn't even plug. And if we don't plug, we don't sell product, we don't stay on air. Plus, these are really game-changing, life-changing products you need. So it's a win-win. We have hundreds right now just to stay at the level we're at. I want to expand the face of the globalists. So please take advantage of our biggest sale of the year yet, the annual 4th of July super sale that's going up to 60% off and double Patriot points. That's as good a deal as we offer anytime. I was saying it's almost as good as Christmas deal, but it basically is the Christmas deal. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points, super female vitality. We're sold out of super male. It's the same as super male. It's just a pink label. It's great. Whole pressed herbs for libido, stamina, energy. You'll love it. Got great reviews, 5-star reviews. It's 60% off. Rainforest Plus, good, clean, base, nootropic, energy, mental focus, clarity, 50% off. Rainforest Ultra acts super fast, is amazing, but it's a special proprietary system we developed with some top developers. It only lasts about 2.5-3 hours. Well, that's why I love it, because I got to stay up till, say, 2 in the morning, it's 10 o'clock at night, boom, I can take this and then go right to bed. Whereas if I took Turbo Force, that's 25% off and selling out, I'd be up for, you know, till, you know, the next day at noon, last 10 hours. InfoWarsStore.com, immune support 50% off, probiotic fiber 50% off, organic greens fiber caps 50% off. These are all amazing. Krill oil 40% off. It's some krill oil selling out. It's 30% off. Fish oil 40% off. Turbo Force 25% off. X3 selling out 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies. Food, water, air filtration, all the highest quality, already lowest prices, 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the products in the past, but you really need these. All of you need an Alexa Pure stainless steel filter. It's the highest rated. There's 4 or 5 other units out there that are well known that are as good. This is the highest. Thousands of things in non-detectable levels, like bisphenol A, atrazine, the list goes on and on. This doesn't have a 200% markup in it. It doesn't have 100% markup in it, okay? So it's amazing when we offer 10% off, no excuses, in stock, ready to ship, Alexa Pure water filter, Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, InfoWarsStore.com, absorbable food, 10% off. Please take action now. Shop with the good guys with a boycott and also boycott the enemy. Boycott now. The ball's in your court. Please don't pull the plug on this operation. Thank you for your support. All right, going back to Pastor J.C. Hall of GodGunsLiberty.com and his constitutional wife, lawyer, also a veteran, Chris Ann Hall, ChrisAnnHall.com. We've got some important domestic things to talk about and really how America is the best house in a bad neighborhood, how we can kill the whole globalist agenda if we can save this country. They know that. We know that. But finishing up on Russia, on your predictions of what you think is going to happen.
I look for the West to continue to try to provoke and stoke what's going on there. Unless we can get the zombie out of the White House, I really think that's probably the only hope on that level is we have to take on this administration and take them down. That's how we stop World War III. That's how we stop the chaos that is to come, which is primarily due to the meddling of Biden's globalist overlords and their agenda.
So this election really is do or die.
I believe worldwide, not just for America, for the entire globe. We've said that kind of stuff about previous elections, and I think people were speaking about America first and foremost. But we're talking about do or die for all of humanity, our entire planet. This particular administration is just like, 2.0 of all the previous bad administrations, take it into a global level, not just trying to destroy America, but they're going to absolutely destroy humanity if we do not get them out of office.
And I don't just intellectually see it or politically see it. I gut level feel it. I don't even call it fear. It's more of a sadness, a betrayal, a sickness. Like people, you better take this serious. Like, we're not just up here saying it. And we know this is all we do is research this. We're not playing games. Comment on this?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think that one thing that we have to really work on domestically, right? Because my husband's the foreign policy, foreign relations guy. I'm the one that knows the Constitution. I know what we can do domestically. What we as a people, Alex, really need to understand is, number one, constitutionally speaking, the President of the United States and the Executive Department do not hold this authority to do what they're doing overseas. There's absolutely no constitutional authority for Biden to be sending money overseas without congressional approval. And I'm going to tell you, and I fully understand this as I'm not just simply a constitutional scholar now, but I'm also an historian. So I've studied thousands of years of history. I know how government operates. I know how people operate. And I also know that those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat its mistake. And I watched that happen. So I believe that if the American people are not educated and informed on the limit of federal authority, constitutionally speaking, this Biden administration is going to, as JC said earlier, is feeling the desperation. We're coming up on a new election. The populace is not in favor of what's happening, regardless of what the media is pushing. This administration is going to push us into something globally violent before the election so that they can gather up all the patriotism. Oh, well, you have to back the president because everybody backs a president.
You're
when
saying
we're
the
at
October
war.
Surprise is an accelerated war.
Absolutely. But we can stop it. We can stop it if the American people understand that Congress can stop the funding now. Congress is actually the power that is in control of forces when there is no declaration of war. We have this whole misconception in America that the commander in chief is the president.
Well, that's right. The war powers is being totally ignored. And what you're saying is right. So central. I've seen polls of 80%+ of Americans against this war. We're being gaslit that we want this and it's unconstitutional. You're absolutely right. As a constitutional lawyer, we need to push harder to make Congress withhold the purse strings.
Exactly. And at the state and local level, at the state and local levels, our governors, our sheriffs, our state legislators can take back power from the federal government and start exercising defense domestically. Our state governors, our state sheriffs have the authority, Alex, to lock down our borders now.
And for folks that don't know, I saw this when it came out. This is an amazing film, ChrisAnnHall.com. The sheriff, non-compliant to the sheriff. You put up several of these. Everybody should get this. Everybody should share it. Everybody should, you know, air it locally, show it to your church group, and get it to your sheriff.
Absolutely. What we have to understand is that we are not powerless. You see, 150 years of government-led education has trained the people to believe that their only course of controlling government is elections. That's a lie. Our federal system, as a system of federalism, not a federal government, a system of federalism, actually places the state and local government in a higher authority than the federal government.
Absolutely. It's another one of the checks and balances. We have juries, grand juries, we have the sheriffs, and then we have the legislatures, and incredible. Stay right there. Final segment with Chris Ann Hall, ChrisAnnHall.com, to find the sheriff documentary and more. Her amazing husband, what a dynamic duo. Pastor J.C. Hall, GodGunsLiberty.com. Wow. Love that URL as well. We'll be right back with the final segment of this four-hour powerhouse transmission that Owen Schroyer takes over. Infowars.com/show.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset in the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset in the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's so easy to blow up your problems. It's so easy.
All right, it is the final segment here in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. I will be back in studio, at least for part of the broadcast tomorrow. Then I'm going to get to the airport and fly to Omaha to visit my wife's father, who's in the hospital. Please pray for him, John Wolf. And then I'll be back in Austin Sunday. But I'll be doing all the shows. And I'm going to do a special Saturday show. There's so much news. We're going to be here. I want to thank Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, his incredible family, what it is, and team here at the River Church in Tampa. Everybody should come here. Even if you live outside the state, you come to Florida, you got to visit it. You can watch the sermons and see all the incredible work at the website that is revival.com. He's got some singers here that I'm telling you, with the Star Spangled Banner or any of the stuff, that are the best singing you ever heard. And because I like churches and I like to hear the preaching. I'm not really into the music because it's kind of, you know, not the best. Here, I'm actually into the music. That's why they've got so much. So find out more at revival.com. Can't forget that URL. And if you've got friends and family that live in leftist areas and not any good churches, well, make this church their church. They've also got a lot of other affiliated churches around the country who are, you know, doing a great job winning souls and really taking care of people. So be sure to check it out at the website, revival.com. I want to thank them. In the 10 minutes we've got left, you guys are really smart constitutional lawyer, former NSA, a military Russia expert. What else do you want to impart to the listeners out there about the world right now?
Well, I would say something encouraging. You know, we've been traveling, doing teaching the Constitution, the history, and this stuff for over a decade now. And one thing a few years ago, once the Snowden revelations came out, we saw this reaction and this rise of young people in America. So a lot of the, you know, so-called millennials and Gen Z and whatever, they all get lumped in with David Hogg and just, you know, a bunch of crazy lefty young people. But we've seen all over the country, Chris Ann taught something like 260 meetings in 22 states every year for at least 6 years. So we've traveled everywhere, and we see this rise in what we call the Liberty Generation. So this young generation is not monolithic, and there's so many young people that are sick of this liberal nonsense, this pedophilia, this pervert society that's out there going nuts. And so we've been very encouraged, particularly the last 5 or 6 years, over the rise in the engagement of our youth, of our young people, 20 somethings and below, the teenagers. We have a son, 17. I mean, he's straight up. He loves you, Jordan Peterson, you know, Joe Rogan. I mean, he's totally not into this stuff. And all his friends are
rediscovering freedom and God is the new avant-garde. It's the new counterculture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's encouraging us. I don't know if people see that everywhere, where they are, but we see this all over.
You're out in the field. So people alone think we're losing. We're actually winning.
Correct.
And see, the enemy wants to overwhelm us, make us be demoralized and give up, but instead they're losing.
Absolutely.
Well, here's Jefferson wrote, people are willing to suffer evil as long as evil is sufferable. That's in the Declaration of Independence. But after a long train of abuses and usurpations, then the people will rise up. See, that's how the enemy loses. The enemy loses with oppression, right? The enemy loses with censorship. The enemy loses with persecution, because the more persecution that comes against the church, strengthens the body of Christ. It ignites the Holy Spirit within us to stand up. And the most powerful, formidable force against oppressive government has always been the educated, organized, united, Holy Ghost-filled body of Christ. You also add to that, that all of the extremist ideology that's being taught in our schools, the alienation of our children who think differently from the mainstream status quo.
Well, the bullying of our children.
Yes. It's actually driving people to the truth.
Well, we've seen the videos everywhere, even in the UK and Europe. Mm-hmm. They show them this horrible pedo stuff, and the kids go, "No, no, we hate." And it's making, and they're like, "You're in trouble. You're going to look at this."
Right. I mean, and think about it. Children are, you know, have that natural rebellion in them. So, and that becomes the thing that they're being forced to do and forced to gobble up in that sort of bullying manner. They're going to rebel against that. So, I think I told you earlier, bad news these days is good news, because the more stuff they break, the more out of control it gets. The globalists are building the army against them by their own actions.
Remember, just 6 months ago, they said nobody wants to ban your gas stoves. It was official policy proposal. Right. Now they're banning gas stoves and fireplaces, barbecuing, and coal-fired pizza ovens. I mean, they're going to take your pizza oven away, saying it's bad. We put out carbon.
Here's the thing, though, right? Our founders had such a level of wisdom and understanding of human nature, government, and history as well. They actually gave us the tool. But Samuel Adams remarked that it's ignorance that will cause us to come to our own destruction. He said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." He said, on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. The federal government unequivocally, constitutionally, has no authority to regulate charcoal, gas ovens, or any of that. The response and the cure to this overreach is the knowledge that the American people must acquire that they do not have to submit to these federal regulations when they are inconsistent with the Constitution. We don't need the Supreme Court of the United States on our side. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court has been more wrong about the Constitution than they've been right throughout history. Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution declares, anything the federal government does that is contrary or not made consistent with the Constitution, the state and the people are not bound by that.
And that's the Tenth Amendment.
It's Article 6, Clause 2, which is called, ironically,
the Tenth Amendment restates that, right?
Yes, the Tenth Amendment restates. But what I'm referring to is the Supremacy Clause. But since 1830, the American people have been taught that the Supremacy Clause actually means the federal government is supreme. But in reality, it's the other way around. The federal government is inferior to the Constitution.
Will you come on, and I know your husband does it with you as well, will you come on and teach a Constitution class on my show in the next
few weeks? Absolutely.
You guys are going to Texas to do that as well in a few weeks.
Yeah, we will be in Dallas on July 8th. We will be in Plano, Texas on July 7th.
Well, come to Austin and come in studio.
Oh, absolutely. We can do that.
We're doing it. Wow. Please keep going. I'm wrapped here.
Yeah, no, we actually have classes online that teach the American history, American Constitution, the way our founders.
And you've been on our shows before.
Yeah, I've been. I'm so honored to be here
to
today.
Here.
This is really fabulous.
Isn't Pastor Brown, this whole crew amazing?
They are amazing. We are honored to be here, a part of this. And what's really amazing, Alex, is I could not sit under any other pastor than the one that I have, because we have too many pastors that have been deceived by this whole rhetoric of the misteaching of Romans 13, that the church is supposed to slavishly submit to government.
He explained the levels. It's God, it's the truth, and then it goes down.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we need to reattach to. The globalists will lose in America. They're going to get frantic. They're going to get nervous. They're going to get extreme. They're going to get more extreme. but they will lose because America was built on the principle of multiple constitutions. We have a federal constitution that creates a very limited and defined federal government, but we have 50 constitutions of state that are designed to not work in conjunction with the U.S. Constitution, but also to empower and reserve power to the states.
Separation of power.
To limit the federal government.
And again, that's like firewalls in an apartment building.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And even Elon Musk a few months ago told the World Government Forum, you know, we need like the American Constitution. We need division in power.
Well, that's why the globalists hate America so much, because they can go into Europe and take over the prime ministers of these countries.
They got it.
With one person. Yeah. With America, they cannot do that. They
because power
have to
is distributed.
50.
Power is distributed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Incredible. Thank you so much, Pastor J.C. Hall. 30-second closing comment.
I'm encouraged. I've heard Chris Sands say we are as encouraged as we've been in 10 years. The more they break, the more it stirs up the appetite for the American people to fix the problems. I see an awakening happening as we travel all over the country amongst our young people, amongst our churches, amongst the so-called minority communities. So people are under the gun of this abuse and oppression, and all it does is stir up the spirit of liberty within them, and the spirit of liberty is rising, and the globalists are coming down.
Praise God. All right. Thank you all so much. Owen Schroyer takes over in 15 seconds. Infowars.com/show, band.video. If you're watching on TV, Infowars.com. Got a great lineup for you. We love you all. Thank you so much for the river. Thank you so much for revival.com. Now, get out there and take on the new world order, folks. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavely. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins, but the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brain Force. I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.